Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's your old buddy, Rob Stewak, here. It is today the best of Don and Mike, and here's why. You heard, obviously, some technical difficulties yesterday with our phones. We discovered a flood in our telephone and electric room. So today, while we take care of that, we bring you the best of Don and Mike. We pump, you listen. All right? Deal. Don and Mike will be back in studio tomorrow, so until then, enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
The guy that created the upside down Christmas tree phenomenon. And joining us now is Joe Ardinger, who will be doing this interview on his head.
Ardinger the elf.
Yes.
Upside down, Joe.
Are you ready, Joe?
Yes. Okay. Are you ready to assume the position?
Let's try it out.
Now, do we need some help? Do we need some spotters in here?
No, you want me to help you with your legs, Joe?
Rob, you want to come over and help me with us?
Well, Beth Ann knows all about spotting.
I'm not doing anything.
You're going to hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh, Beth Ann's got the digital camera.
Here we go.
We get some photos of Joe going, there you go. Ain't that nice?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
No, but...
Right,
hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Let's see if I can take this.
Joe?
Yes?
Hold on, Joe. Thanks for trying to get him in a position.
Do you feel the blood rushing to your head, Joe?
I sure do, Don.
Well, there really are upside-down Christmas trees.
Joe.
Hammacher Schlemmer has them.
How's that, Joe?
That's great.
Okay. Does that sound better?
Sounds perfect. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Hello, Joe.
Let me see. Your guy's name, Joe, is Dan Loffman.
Joe, your legs are shaking. Are you having trouble?
Yeah, I'm cool.
He sounds like it.
Joe, please say hello to Dan Loffman. Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm not feeling quite myself. I'm a little upside down today.
A little bit lightheaded?
Thought I'd call you about your upside-down Christmas tree.
Yes, I hope you don't want me to stand on my head on the airplane.
Are you flying right now, Dan? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have interjected there.
No, Mike, this is...
No, it's fine. No, we are leaving in about 5 minutes.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, tell me a little bit about your tree.
Okay, well, what we found is that retailers needed a tree that would allow them to...
Okay, excuse me, Dan.
He's falling.
Are you going to fall, Joe?
No, I'm good.
All right. All right.
You're rather precarious.
I'm rather precarious. Yes, I am, Don.
You're shaking.
Uh-huh.
You're shaking like, what's your name? In
once again, it's
Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah.
You can hear the plane. They're giving the announcement right now. Right.
Yeah, they're giving me the announcement about luggage and everything else. Okay, they're done.
Tell me about your tree, Dan.
Okay, well. What we found is the retailer needed a way to display ornaments without taking up floor space in the stores.
Right.
So by turning the tree upside down, it leaves the floor open and puts all the tree up above your head.
How are sales?
Well, the ornaments are at eye level, and you can put all the presents.
That's great, Dan. How are sales?
Sales are great.
I know you're trying to catch a plane, so we'll try to keep it short.
Sales are great. I mean, we introduced this tree 5 years ago, and by few of the internet and catalog sites, such as Hammacher Schlemmer or Christmas Tree for Me, picking it up, they've really put it into the consumer's eye, and now consumers want this tree for home.
Are you uncomfortable, Joe?
Hey, do they stink pretty, Dan?
Do they what?
Do they stink pretty?
Do the trees stink pretty, Dan?
Does it stink pretty?
Yeah, you know, does it smell good? That's Joe's way.
It just smells like an artificial tree. It doesn't smell like a real tree.
Joe just mentioned, we asked how he was doing, and he mentioned that there was a part of his body that has slid into another part of his body that hadn't happened since his words, not mine, since he was arrested.
Last arrested.
Recent.
Last arrested.
Hey, Dan, do you have health insurance?
Yes, I do. I don't know if it's going to fix your problem, though.
Yeah, me too. I have it, too. I'm glad. Hey, Dan, now, how is Santa Claus going to get the upside-down tree down the chimney?
Well, hopefully the tree's already there.
My Xmas tree is made of lead and asbestos.
Life is a little bit safer than that.
Ah, good.
Okay, hold your breath around your tree.
And anyway, how does Santa Claus get the tree down the chimney? What about the Grinch? How the hell is he going to steal the tree?
Well, maybe they make it Grinch-proof. Maybe you can't get it up the chimney, then you're safer.
Do you have an upside-down Charlie Brown Christmas tree? You know, one that kind of sucks, but it's still upside down?
You know, the first one we came up with did actually look like Charlie Brown.
Wow.
And then we've spiced it up a little bit over the years, and this year, the model everyone's been seeing.
Get some prices for it.
Do you plant them upside down?
Well, you could grow them in Australia, and then when you bring them up here, they're right in the dust.
Well, Dan, I know you got a plane to catch.
No, listen, you can hang up on the guy. We're going to keep you on your head and interview you while you're standing on your head.
A good dessert for you would be upside down cake.
That's good. We can leave some of that for Santa, too.
Get the prize.
Get the prices from him.
Ow.
What are you saying ow for?
He's down.
He's fallen.
Does that ever happen with the trees?
Do the trees ever fall, Dan?
No, they don't. They're pretty safe and stable.
Come on, Joe. Get back on your head.
Yeah, I'm being shuffled to my seat, so I gotta let you guys go.
Good day.
How much are they selling for, Dan?
Well, it's anywhere. We have a 5-footer that hangs from the ceiling, a 7.5-foot that stands on the floor, and a 7-foot that hangs on the wall, and they're anywhere from $500 to $600.
Oh, my God!
What a rip-off.
Oh,
yeah.
See you later.
Thank you, Dan.
Good day. Thank you very much, guys.
Good day.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Roman.com. That's the website.
They won for $400 at Target.
Joe?
Yes.
Would you get back on your head again?
I can't.
Why?
He's in dire straits. Have you looked at him?
No, I can't.
Look at him over here. Come on over here and take a look at him. He's out.
Is he really?
He's feeling all woozy.
What's wrong with you, boy?
He's been a little prize fight.
What's wrong? Come on. Let's just get him back up on his head again.
Do you know what I'm seeing when I'm seeing him in that position?
Why? Deja vu?
I'm seeing what I'd like to do during the show.
Oh, lay down?
Yeah.
Have sex with Joe.
No. Lie down in that position.
This is actually a great way to be.
Come on, Mike. You get one leg and I'll get the other leg. Let's get him back.
Make a wish.
Thursday Joe. Actually, this would be more akin to Monday Joe.
Okay. Do what you did before.
I love it when you speak in third person.
All right.
Okay, here we go. He got his headphones.
Put him back on his head.
Yep. Well, Joe does like to speak in third person.
Condoms and...
There's nothing in that wallet, thanks to Bank of America. I love you guys.
Condoms and roaches.
And IOUs.
All right.
Here we go.
There we go.
And, okay. Here's one leg. Here's the other leg.
Oh, that helps.
Now
we go back down with the microphone.
Now, Mike, what you should do is grab on to the right leg like I've grabbed on to the left leg.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Hey. Right.
Now.
This is a little gay.
Joe. How about a song?
Bad touch.
How about singing? You love to sing. Sing that 10cc song that you like so bad.
Okay. I'm not in love, so don't forget it.
Now,
it's just a silly phase I'm going through.
Let's see how strong you and I are, Mike.
Oh.
Can we actually lift him by his leg?
Gentle.
Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, not that's gay.
Sing, Joe, sing.
Sing.
I'm not in love.
Crying out loud, don't drop him on his head.
Beth-Ann, get a picture of this while we got him.
Yeah, Beth-Ann, get in here.
Come on, we can't last much longer.
God damn it, Joe. God, you're fatter than I thought.
All right, come on now.
We have to set him down.
Come on, get the picture
of us holding him.
Might have set him down.
Large. Big and gigantic.
Got it. All right, ready? Okay. All right, drop him.
Okay. Oh, I did.
Oh, dear.
Oh, did you?
All right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You didn't break your neck, did you? There you go.
Not this time.
Hey, Joe, does that feel good?
Joe, let's find out from Joe how he's feeling. I guess we'll have all of these pictures at Donna Mike website.
He's pesky directional microphone.
Johnny, or Joey, who's in here? John is in here, Joe's here, Beth Ann's in here.
Hey,
just standing up here. Now. Hey, we're all here.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
All right.
How did it feel?
Get all that blood flowing to your brain.
Oh.
That's more blood that's been in your brain for your whole life.
Do you remember how hurts, he felt when we both did like four helium balloons?
Yeah.
That's how he looked.
Similar.
Yeah.
You look a little gray.
Oh.
You know what'll fix it? Cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You and I look like fag.
I know.
Holding
yes.
him up.
We did hold him up, though. We held him with his head suspended over the pillows.
I saw something like that in Real Sex 22.
That was gay.
Feels like gay. A bad hangover.
People are used to that.
Oh, job. Man. We need a stripper for a palate cleanser.
We really do. Every day.
Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Oh, Jessica, you're running the front desk?
No, I called her at her extension.
Oh.
Hi, Jess. What's happening?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Are you busy at your job here at the station, or have you been listening to our show today?
I really haven't been listening much today. Why, what's up?
Joe was just, we did an interview. There was a guy who's selling these upside-down Christmas trees.
Oh.
And Joe did the interview standing on his head.
Oh, my God.
Pretty clever, huh?
Isn't that good?
How would you like to come in and try standing on your head?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it'd just be a chance for me and Mike to hold your legs, really.
Wanted to give you the chance.
Yeah, we'd support you.
You guys are silly.
We're silly,
yes.
Are you going to put your gym clothes on later today?
I am.
You going to the gym again?
Yes.
Stop by before you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What's up with you, Joe? You look like you got an upchuck.
No, it feels better if I do this.
Is you okay? If you do what? Yeah. If you lean over like you're retching?
Yeah.
Nice posture.
Thank you.
Why, do you get a real headache if you don't do it?
Yeah, it's like if I stand up, my head hurts.
Joe's really? An aneurysm.
Joe, I'll sell you two Excedrin for $8.
Did you say he has an
still hurts?
An angerism?
No, an aneurysm.
He's an angerism.
Having an aneurysm.
He's mad that he had to stand on his head.
No, I'm not mad.
Not at all.
I'm starting to worry about the boy here.
Too hurt to be mad.
How you doing?
Good.
I don't believe
you. Going to be in that posture all day long?
Until that hurt goes away from standing up.
Okay, well, let's see how long it takes the hurt to go away. Just stand up for a second.
Ooh.
And now, using the Buzz scale, you know, because Buzz is a great one giving us percentages and numbers. Like,
just, did you see his little wobble there?
Yeah. Ooh, a little woozy. On a scale of a percentage, 1 to 100, what's the percentage you feel normal at right now?
25%. 25%. Do you want to sit down?
No, it's fine to stand up. It's just better like this.
Yeah.
Now, when he says that, see,
yeah, I'm bent over.
I wish that
we're not on TV.
I wish that you could be better with your you know, your verbal skills. What he's doing?
Well, that's why you make the big bucks.
He's bending over as if to be catching, not pitching.
Right. So the blood seems to be like still in your head, and when it rushes out, you're kind of, but do it slowly. Now just sort of change there. Now do that for a few minutes.
It's like being a diver with the bends.
That's exactly what it is.
You have to adjust. He's not ready.
And the headache feels kind of like
now, slow down. Keep that position, Prolo, because you're almost fully erect.
Hey.
Just trying to describe the situation.
Sure. You stay
homo.
Perhaps if you stayed on with Jessica a little longer.
Hi there, you guys are silly.
That's a nice way for a woman to say, you perverts.
Yes.
No, I don't think.
Don and Mike, 20 years of silly. It's got them this far.
See? That's all the blood that's circulating around his brain.
I think he's better.
Yeah, wait till that blood gets back distributed in the rest of his body, though. He'll go back to Thursday Joe.
This will help.
Come on, Jess.
Hey, you guys have given me a reason to drink tonight.
Ah, very good. Yes, clear the cobwebs out.
Yeah. He needed the reason. Like you read the
move some old cobwebs out, some new cobwebs in.
You read the Neeson. Oh, and now Jessica's
I didn't read the Neeson, but I'll take it.
Jessica Baker is not available at the moment.
Wow. Went to voicemail.
At the tone, record your message.
Yeah.
End your recording, press number sign.
I did
talk it up so another one we chased away.
Hello?
We're sorry.
This is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
Unexpected.
Hi, Jessica. Just wanted to give you the chance one more time, as long as the pillows are here in the studio for your head, to come and stand on your head.
Actually, Beth Ann took the pillows, so Jessica would have to bring her own pillows.
I'd play something out of a movie. All right, bye, Jess.
Bye-bye.
And Joe, thank you.
Stating a fact.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Oh, good.
look better.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Oh, which reminds me of pillows, Jessica, reminds me of sex. And I must tell you that last night, when I bought my three-hour block on DirecTV,
yes,
I finally did as everybody requested, good, and I got to a certain scene in one of the films,
right,
that I enjoyed. So I hit the record button to preserve it for posterity on TiVo. And how do I describe the scene? I think I may never have to buy another porno again.
Wonderful.
It was that good. Well, it's actually only 7 minutes.
Okay,
now, for
perfect.
Me, you know, that might as well, with the way I am in sex, that might as well be 7 hours.
Do you, did you remember the principal's names or their descriptions?
Her name is Savannah somebody. It's I don't remember her last name.
Right.
But yes?
I hesitate to ask, did it involve someone standing on their head?
No, it did not.
Okay, you just had that idea.
Good question.
No, it did not. So I was watching this movie, and I was not really getting into it, and then... How do I say this? Mike, there was more than one storm front that had moved into the studio with her. And there may have been, I don't know, 7, 8, or 9 different storm fronts.
Oh, it's a super storm.
And,
you like that?
Well, no, here's... Now,
now we know what you're into.
No, bear with me. So, I see that, and she's a good-looking chick, right?
Hail, the gang's all here.
No, hold on a second. So, it's like... She's a good-looking chick, and I see that there's like 8 guys in the room, but the first guy, it's like, oh, I think, oh, now this is perfect. I like this. I will get to see her like this is a movie that I can use over and over again.
Uh-huh.
She's got 8,000 different guys. So I watch her with the first guy, and I hit the record button, and I go back to watching whatever I've got, TiVo, PTI, or Bernie Mac, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I get up today, and I think, aha. Uh-huh. No need to buy a porno. I've got that great porno.
Right.
So I push the button, and it says Savannah, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And I see time of movie, because I came in late on the movie.
Right.
I only record the last 3 minutes. Now, to show you the type of stallion I am, I lasted not even 1 minute into this.
Wow.
I watched it in its entirety today, the part that I had saved.
Right.
The woman, while I thought, see, here's my
did
problem.
You make him? I got to get to the point here. Did you make a mistake?
Yeah.
By ordering this?
No.
Or is this type of thing?
No.
Is this your cup of tea?
No. See, God damn the FCC. Let me tell you. Okay, I'm watching a porno, and it's the very end, and it's the money shot, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to tape this.
Uh-huh.
So. I tape it, and I Now, I get done with the and I think the movie's got like 30 more minutes left, because she's in a room full of guys.
Realize that it's all going to be one big scene.
I come back today, no pun intended.
Right.
I turn on the TiVo, and it says it's 3 minutes. I'm like, well, that's impossible. I recorded this like at 8:30. The thing runs until like 9:30. Well, as it turns out, it's just the last 3 minutes,
yeah,
and
all it is it's raining men.
Oh my God!
The fireworks went off at once.
Yeah, no, what,
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, what she does is
it was the conclusion of a GB.
It was my thought, and I did see the guys in the background. I thought that it would be, you know, don't get me wrong, I like hardcore, but I like romantic hardcore.
That's right.
I thought that the first guy would, you know, and then,
well, your clue should have been when you saw all the guys standing in the room.
But they were not all standing in the room like, I'm next.
Right.
I thought,
I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many total men were involved in this one scene?
8.
Ugh, that grosses me out.
8 is enough.
I hate that.
So, yeah, now I feel like a real loser.
Well, now you just erase it and you record something that's better.
Yeah, but see, now this is the problem. This is why I'm afraid to record.
So you obviously like the woman.
Oh, the woman was beautiful. Blonde, looked like not fake.
Tell Steve to look for her name.
Look for what? Samantha the whore? I mean,
Savannah, whatever her name is.
There's a lot of Savannahs or Samanthas. I guess my point is, just be very careful. If you're going to rent something and you like me and you've got low tolerance and basically, you know, but with Frida, my God, if Frida took her shoes off.
Just plug in the name Savannah Drippington.
You know, seriously, you know, if we'd have walked into a room and just started to change your clothes in front of me,
right?
You know, I would.
That was
like,
enough.
Be, okay, I'm done.
Sure.
That's all I would need. So now I'm watching these videos, and like I said, I thought, oh, hey, look, she's cute, and look what she's doing. Oh, that's fantastic. It's like a good money shot. Well, and then I thought, oh.
So you thought these guys were just casual observers for Savannah Bullseye?
I thought that it was going to be, she would have a vignette with each of them.
Yeah, right.
I didn't realize it was the end of the feature. And also, I see, the problem is, like I said, she does the first guy. It takes her about 60 seconds.
You know what blondes say after sex?
What?
You guys play for the same team? It's an old blonde joke. It seems to apply in this particular.
Anyway.
Savannah Cup. Savannah Jar.
That's right. Come say the Elvis Cup, and I'll still be
what's up. He'll tell you that he loves you much. Anyway,
if she didn't look like a goddamn living Cinnabon by the end of that movie,
oh,
I don't know what to tell you. Like, God, what if... What if, God forbid.
And it wasn't your cup of tea, right?
No,
I don't think anybody.
And here's my worry,
like,
you know, God forbid.
I think that's gross.
And I think about this all the time since Rita, you know, God forbid, what if anything happened to me, and they're going through my stuff, and somebody sees TiVo, and it's okay that it's porno, but what if they turned it on, and it was just...
What's this? It's only 3 minutes. Oh, my God.
It was just eight guys at once, and you know, the chick looks like a carrot cake.
That's
at the
not
end.
The scene you want to be remembered for.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, we'll find you a better scene.
Okay.
I get that.
Fascinating. Anyway,
it was on the TiVo today, and I thought...
Hi, I'm Savannah, speaking for Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
See, because the problem was, I think today, I go down this morning and think, hey, I've got this movie from last night. I turn it on, I say, ah, I've seen this 60 seconds with this guy. Let me see what she does with the next guy. And it turns out the next guy, he's already ready.
Yeah.
And then the next guy, it's like, before you know it, it's like... Holy crap, this is like singing.
Gotta hand it to those actors.
It's like singing in the rain.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could perform with that many guys in a room that were all performing at the same time. I think I would be far too just turned off by it.
She's pretty talented, Mike.
She is?
She is, but it was gross.
She's gross.
I had to delete it.
It's one thing, you know, the girls that do that movie, when you see them, like, with one individual, you can almost forget, you can lose yourself in it, and just be like, you're enjoying the experience. But when you see that, you realize what you're really getting. Just like that guy that produced those films.
Oh,
that garbage can!
Right. 2 minutes later, it looks like the fire in the House of Wax. Non-stop. And the girls in the middle of it going, I'm melting!
So I have one... crucial question for you. Is it still on your TiVo?
No, it's gone.
You erased it.
It's deleted.
Okay.
It's gone. Rain, go away. Come again another day.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
That's right.
Live and learn.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You look at my TiVo now.
Hi, Don. Consenting adults?
You won't think I'm a perv. You know what you see on my TiVo now? Maybe a couple of Law and Orders, a Letterman.
Good.
The Green Hornet.
Right.
You won't see the Milking Maid anymore.
Jerry Orbach, the late Jerry Orbach, used to be in Playboy, you know, all the time.
Posing with naked ladies. I'm imagining now, what if they had a scene where, okay, now you got to be, I'm going to be very specific on the Law and Order.
Okay.
The original Law and Order that's got... the fat black chick who's the sergeant or the boss. Okay. So she's the one sitting in the middle of the room.
Right.
And it's the late Jerry Orbach.
Yes.
And it's the brother that plays his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe even you have some cross-pollinization from the other shows where you bring in, like, Richard Belzer and Ice-T.
Mm-hmm.
And
all of it's sponsored by Savannah for White Rain Hairspray.
They all go to town on her. How about that?
You know, interesting enough that you erased it from your TiVo, but it certainly made an impression on
it. Oh, Mike, it's not erased from the TiVo between the ears.
That's right. Kind of like watching the fireworks.
That's right.
Or Old Faithful.
That's right.
Now, is there a group sex scene in the episode of Green Hornet that you have TiVo?
Yes, there is.
All boys.
Cato.
It's amazing what you can get for your $12.99.
You never know, because the Green Hornet has that big wand thing.
Yes, he sure does.
That one time something came out of that wand that wasn't green, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
His ween wand.
The Ween Hornet.
They've certainly removed the sex from this discussion, haven't they?
Yes, they have, thank God.
Now that we're back, we're getting into comic books again, and you know who brought that? Ken Doll over here. That's who did
it. No, I brought it up first.
But he jumped on the microphone.
Green Hornet, funny.
Do you ever log any time with the old 590?
I can't.
You can't.
Not in my house.
Yeah, no. Kids.
Two kids and a grandfather? Uh-huh. No,
that'd
no,
be pretty much impossible.
Unless he would, of course, split the cost. Big Daddy, I've got an offer for you.
Oh, my God. And what if he said to you? Okay.
Love to.
Oh, God. Let's watch together.
No, thank you. He would only do pay-per-view Matlock.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Or you don't know could fill a book. That is the type of thing, seriously, that Rob may wake up screaming tonight thinking. That'd translate really well into a nightmare.
Just screaming, soaked with sweat.
Soaked. You're soaking in it, Savannah. Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, really, what a...
That movie made an impression on you.
What a big whore that girl was.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Here I was, thinking she was so beautiful at the beginning, because she was only on guy number one of eight.
There's a certain type of porno actress that participates in that type of fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I have the name of that porn star for you.
Who is she?
It's Savannah Sampson.
That's a winner.
Is that her specialty?
She's a real hot blonde chick. I don't know if that's her specialty. But,
you know. Aren't there like women in the business where that's what they do? That's their big thing is that they have the train.
Many have specialties.
You put that on your business card.
Yeah.
Receptacle.
Oh God.
Your money shot girl.
Because really, it just at a certain point,
squeegee girl.
At a certain point, for the woman, I mean, they're really not. They're doing a job.
Yeah. You're soaking in it.
For goodness sakes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got a buddy of mine went out to an adult entertainment club.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking at... Hold on. Give me a second. I went yeah, because Rob just found a picture of her. Okay, Mike, come on over. Take a look.
All right.
You know, she looks a lot like Jessica Simpson.
I told you. She's cute for a porno star. This is what hooked me on this movie.
And every Thursday night is Samson night.
Ain't she cute?
Oh, wow.
Right? For a porno star? So imagine how happy I am. I see her with the first... guy, and I say, this is so good, I'm going to do what all my buddies say. Right. I'm going to TiVo this. I go back today, and it turns out, you know...
She's a pig.
She's a school marm whore with eight boys there. It's like, honey, did you ever hear of a wash rag?
You know, I'd be so quick to judge.
How about a hanky?
But I'd be very curious. Are there a lot of guys that really dig that type of activity? I mean, as far as to watch that in a movie, that watch the Gang of Eight, that dig that? Because I think it's disgusting.
I don't like it, the Gang of Eight. But boy, if it's one, if it's one guy.
Oh, I mean, I'm totally into that.
Absolutely.
But I can't stand it when you have all the guys that are standing, and they're all just going, yeah.
A lot of them are just standing waiting their turn.
Just going like, hey, I'm next. Yeah.
And what about the guy that's in the corner? It's like he's got three guys in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's doing the...
very best.
Trying to stay in the game.
Yes.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. He's in the on-deck circle. Hello.
Sitting around the heated seat.
Hello.
More than two is too many.
You are. Last call here. Don and Mike show. Hello.
God.
Oh, yeah. There's a professional term for those girls. They're called...
My friend, I just mentioned the FCC's all over.
He was so eager to help.
We can't say that. Hello, Don. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. That area between your ears, the sativa, is actually called the spank tank.
The spank tank. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to the spank tank.
There you go.
All right, that's that. You know, this whole thing started somehow with Joe standing on his head and you and I lifting him up.
Yeah, I don't know where
now,
it went. It just
made me think of Savannah.
Got all turned around,
so to speak.
Yeah.
I'd certainly, after seeing that picture, I'd certainly like to familiarize myself with the rest of her work if she doesn't do all those type of films.
I think it was just the big finale.
Yeah.
Big finale.
The finale normally like that is normally there are, like, there are eight guys, but there are eight women there, too.
No, it was just...
Not one...
It's a one-woman show.
Brr.
Just like Lily Tomlin on Broadway or Whoopi on Broadway.
Yeah.
A one-woman show.
Another one-person show like that, Gallagher.
Yeah, and actually the audience probably would end up the same way.
That's right.
Show up.
Wear a raincoat. Exactly.
She wasn't throwing candy.
That's not watermelon.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in!
Come in! Hey, Grandma! I brought a little bunny rabbit for you to have!
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma! You almost forgot! Grandma! What big eyes you got!
Yeah, I know. All right. Big eyes. Yeah, I know. Come on.
It's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Best of Don and Mike Tuesday edition as we fix the technical difficulties that were messing with our phones yesterday. Yes, it was a flood in our telephone and electrical room. Don and Mike will be back live in studio tomorrow. But until then, we wouldn't leave you hanging. It's the best of Don and Mike.
You got that? Here we go. All right.
I like when you play the Patton theme for Patton.
Very funny man.
Yes.
Funnyman.
A funnyman, Patton Oswalt.
And I missed him when he was here. When was it? Way back in July?
I think it was July that he was here last time.
Taping for Comedians of Comedy with Patton Oswalt. That's the name of the show. Tonight right. on Comedy Central. Here is the great Patton Oswalt. Hey, Patton.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Patton?
How are you?
So, we're great. Your show, did I get the plug right? It starts tonight at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on Comedy Central.
11 o'clock. Now, I wasn't here when you were here.
No, you weren't.
With the setup on this. This is you and your friends. And you're going, what, you're from town to town?
Yeah, we go from town to town, and we start in Towson, Maryland. So
hey.
We come on the Don Show.
Yeah. So the part where like you were in here, is that tonight?
Yes.
Ah. Very, very cool.
Yeah, although there was an earlier version we cut where it's me and Brian listening to and doing the interview with Rosie O'Donnell that you were doing.
Right.
And then we had to make it shorter to fit more stuff in, but there's still a little touch of it there. There'll be a way longer scene on the DVD.
Oh, good.
But there's a clear shot of Buzz Burbank and a very clear shot of Mike. And it's kind of fun.
I think what Patton's telling me is that I ended up on the cutting room floor.
No, you're still there. Because it happens right after I do the phone-in with some station in Baltimore, like Big O and or something like that.
Oh, yeah, those guys got fired, but yes.
Oh, why'd they get fired?
Because they stink. Hold on.
Oh, because I get into a massive fight with them.
Oh, that's because when you came in that day, I don't remember. I didn't remember the show that you had been on, but you had a horrible experience, right?
Yeah, we had a big fight on the air, and then on film, when I walk around the corner, I'm going to get comic books, and there's a guy in his truck listening to them, and they're ripping me apart. And some guy calls in, some local guy is like, "This guy is hated by every comedian in the business. I know this for a fact. He started out back here, and everyone hated like." Just clearly like some bitter, failed comedian.
Excellent.
So great.
So were you. Hold on. I understand that I wasn't here, and I'm glad Mike will be on TV, and I'm glad that we were able to help you promote this. You said one thing, and I just wanted to know. It's almost like somebody playing with a toy when you're not in the room.
Right.
Were you playing with the Rosie toy when I wasn't here that day?
No. I think what you're referring to, Patton, is... You guys had listened previously, right?
Yeah. We certainly weren't doing anything in the studio. No, we were just talking about it.
Because you know how
they came in the last
time. Territorial I am.
Well, let me tell you what he said the last time he came in. He was talking about what's the other name of the comedian who was on the show and who came into the studio that day, Patton?
Brian Posehn.
Brian and Patton had listened to.
I'm hearing you.
When you did that, and they went nuts. But we did play with the Rosie tapes when you were not here. We did. But you know what?
Mike, Don. I was trying to cover for you.
Don?
I get over it, Mike. It's our show. It's
Don?
Your show. It's my show. I'll get over it.
Don?
Yeah.
Where do I sit in the studio, whether you're here or not?
I know, but still.
Our guest. No. Hold up.
I know, but still.
Were you here, Rob? Or?
It really does.
I think I was.
It doesn't,
were you here or
Mike,
not?
Mike, it doesn't matter who's sitting running the controls. when I'm not here, you're like Riker when Picard leaves.
Right. Yes.
Oh, so, nice.
So what that means is Riker is not allowed to steer the ship or use the dilithium crystals or what?
Yeah, well, the dilithium crystals would really be... I mean, never mind. I'm just playing.
But yeah, it's okay.
Not really, though. You know, take something that I've worked, tried to hone and refine and, you know, make a little like, that's like my silent part to the show that I can do something. Could you do the voices and everything?
Well, no, when Patton came in, he had talked about the fact that he liked that when he heard that.
Everything's okay, right?
Okay.
All right, everything's fine. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That's right.
See, that's what he does.
Who are you?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Okay.
What?
Larry King.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
We had to cut another scene out where we had gotten some emails from some kid in Herndon, and he said he was like home alone, and we were all very worried about him.
Oh, boy.
We go there, and I thought it'd be funny if I walked in with no clothes on, to being Canadian, and then some guy from, it'll be on the DVD. But
Dateline? Anyway, listen, I'm truly kidding about that.
I know you are.
I'm busting balls. I know, I swear to God, I'm kidding about that.
I know you are, I know.
I'm glad, I hope some of that Rosie stuff makes the show. I hope Mike and Buzz make the show. I hope you screaming at the disc jockeys is on the show tonight. What is the premise? Is it how tough it is for comedians to go out and have to schlep to stupid radio stations and then go out and schlep to, well, I don't want to say stupid audiences, but audiences? I mean, is it a behind-the-scenes look, Patton, at how crappy the job is?
I think it's a really good behind-the-scenes look at how much fun it, even being bored is for a comedian. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because our downtime isn't like other people's downtime, not to brag, but our whole career is about amusing ourselves.
And what I know when I go to your website and read your blog that it pretty much reads like if you're 10 years old. It's like, hi, I went to a party tonight, I got really drunk, and, oh yeah, I went to a cool comic book store today where I found blah, 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 blah. What comics are you into?
Oh, man, we don't have that much time.
Just give me, what's your go-to?
That is your number one hobby, right?
What is your go-to?
I read a lot of comics. The ones right now that I'm reading Warren Ellis's Fell, which is this really awesome crime comic. And I got to say, I know a lot of the nerds are up in arms about this, but DC's Infinite Crisis is amazing. They're just ripping the whole universe apart.
Now, do you read any of the, some people call faggot stuff, I call classic. Do you read like 50s or 60s Marvel or DC?
No, not really. I know that everyone has, there's a nostalgic value, but to me, and I know this is a horrible thing to say, it just bores the crap out of me reading it. It's so boring.
Like, you mean you wouldn't even, like, open a Silver Surfer, because he was kind of, like, ahead of his time?
Oh, no, I mean, I've read the collected editions, but, like, if you actually own one of those comics, it's no fun to have it, because all you're doing is thinking that, my God, this thing is worth $800. I shouldn't even be holding it. You know, like, it takes the fun out of it.
Where is the... Because not having ever, I mean, even in the old comics, I've never tracked with the whole comic book thing. I don't understand. I might have read Creepshow when I was a kid, but that was, I don't know.
Creepy.
Where is the attraction? I mean, you seem to be a fairly well-educated, well-read guy. Why comic books?
Because there's a lot of really good guys, really smart guys writing really smart stuff in these comics. Like, if you read Alan Moore's stuff in, like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, or you read Brian Michael Bendis' stuff in Powers and the graphic novels he did, brilliant. I mean, it's really good writing.
Okay. Have you,
it's smarty pants stuff.
Have you read Stan Lee's stuff?
I've read all of Stan Lee's stuff.
About Bob Kane?
Well, yeah, Bob Kane. You're talking about, like, these are, like, the early, early Titans.
That's the area that you still read those, right?
Yes, I read the Golden Age comics. Yes. Those are the ones that I love.
I'm reading more of the newer, cutting-edge stuff that's coming out.
This is for both of you. If I came into a comic book store and, you know, went by the counter with the Answer Me These Questions 3 guys and bought a comic book, like the average person, if you're not into that type of thing, could they be entertained by that?
Some of them could.
No.
Like, if they read Dan Klaus's Ghost World, yes.
So
you know, a lot of the superhero stuff, maybe not so much.
Probably the stuff that Patton likes, you would like, because it's closer, like, to Sin City, and it's closer to real stories. What I like is, you know, where it's Batman is swinging through Gotham City, and they're having a giant rubber band convention, and they have on display the world's biggest rubber band. And as it turns out, he's falling from the Batplane, but he grabs onto the world's biggest rubber band. And anyway,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I did buy. Hold on, I'll tell you one. Since Frieda's died, she would never let me buy this comic because it was too friggin' expensive. I paid over $1,000, though, for one of the very first, not even before the Fantastic Four. Maybe it's Amazing Adventures that features the first appearance of the Human Torch. And what's so great about it is that he's setting Nazis on fire. Because way back in the day, that's what the whole Marvel thing was. It was like Captain America fought the Nazis.
Well, show that to Robbie. He'd be too upset.
He fought a guy named the Red Skull.
Skull was just killed in the new Captain America.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Someone just killed him, and it turns out that the Winter Soldier...
That really bothered him. Patton, I'm looking at Don. That really bothered him.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Here's why, Patton. Everybody that I liked when I was a kid, and my son is just like you with the comic books. He likes the new stuff. And what's that DC crap you were just talking about? That the thing you said nobody likes, but the new thing they're doing.
Infinite Crisis.
Right.
Infinite Crisis.
Okay. So
awesome.
I was just down at college this weekend seeing Bart, and he said, "Dad, I got this is a killer comic. This is like what you're gonna like from your era." And of course, first off, it's glossy. It's like Sports Illustrated. It's not comic book stuff. I get through like a page, and everybody's in angst, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, yeah. I've got ED, and I got to go see my shrink, and where's my Ritalin?" And I'm like, I liked it better when Spider-Man had a zip. But that's just me.
And I don't know anything about either one of the comics that you guys read.
And I've wasted all your time here about this. Comedians of Comedy, which with Patton Oswalt, tonight at 11 on Comedy Central. Now, how many episodes are in the can of this thing?
Six episodes. Six cities, six episodes.
And so if I watch it and I don't like it, but this is the only one that I'm in, then I don't have to watch any more of them?
Yeah, except that you're going to love it so much and so fall in love with this show that you're going to want to watch every episode.
My
publicist is holding a gun to my head right now.
Now, really, no BS, Patton's stand-up is killer, and whenever we want to play a tape of Patton, we always have to beep out half the stuff.
Right.
Because it's on Comedy Central, when they show you doing your stand-up, are you going to be able to get away with more than we would hear on regular radio?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more that we all get away with, me and the other comedians.
Good.
In fact, the second episode is about Comedy Central handing down the rules of, like, hey, please don't say this, and that's us finding ways around it so we can still say it.
Now, you get together with that guy, Brian, and you're like the bad kids. You're like the kids that sat in the back row in school.
Exactly.
Because they were misbehaving the day they were here in the studio, and I'm like a stalker for Pat. I'm that big a fan, and they were just like the little guys kind of going, yeah, whatever, okay. It was, and they were kind of the nerd guys in school, so it was the nerd guys that were kind of being that way that day. And it was kind of, it was fun watching him do that, it really was.
It was payback.
Payback, baby.
So are you a fave of the frat boys?
Fave of the frat boys. I don't do it as much colleges as I'd like to, but every time I've gone there, I've had fun. So, yeah, I'm gonna say yes. I'm going to guess yes.
Okay, and now, rating yourself on the scale of comedians, would you say that you are now, are you bubbling under, like on the Hot 100 or Hot 50, whatever it is?
I'm on the 100, but I mean, and this is just my opinion, there are so many people that I am a much bigger fan of than myself that I put above me.
Okay, but how would the industry look at you? I mean, look at yourself, not objectively, be subjective.
Okay.
Or you know what I mean. I always screw that up. Yeah, look at it subjectively. I mean,
and you're still doing the King of Queens too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that show now, how many episodes have they? I mean, my God, that's Syndication City now, right?
That's like we're our eighth season now.
Do you get enough out of that where you'll be able to just like chill out on it and you know, get enough money where you, I mean, you'll be making a decent living?
I think I'll be getting enough out of it to live if I live carefully.
Yeah. Okay, you know? That's fantastic.
Aren't you displeased as Punch with the whole that's just the Lisa Remedy thing with me. The whole,
I know it is.
Are you still bitter about that?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Okay, here's the most important question. You, Patton, how do you stack up, you, yourself, against Danny Gans?
Well, you know what? I can only do the one impersonation, so he annihilates me.
Well, since you brought it up, what is the impersonation, Patton, that you'd like to do? Could you do it for us right now?
I'll do a little Nick Nolte for you.
All right, okay. Nick Nolte. Good.
Patton Oswalt.
Hail Mac, don't ask me to do my birth. I can do this on the goddamn. Mike, don't tell me that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Oswald is Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Hail, hey. Stop the clapping is getting on my nerves.
Hate to trump you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tiger.
You want the Nick Nolte?
Yeah, I love Mike's Nick Nolte.
Yeah, please.
Oh, for God's sake, you don't understand. I'm trying to make a point here. He's doing his Nick Nolte. Don't you understand? I got a joke for you, okay? If you hit a midget over the head, he turns him. Don't you understand? For God's sake, he turns into 40 gold coins.
Thank you.
Oh, I love the Nick
Nolte. Now I'm laughing.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. Listen, you bastard. It's great to have you on the show. Everybody, please tonight watch Comedians of Comedy with Patton Oswalt. That's tonight. And
when's the next time? Real quick. When's the next time you're going to be in Washington D.C.? Do you know?
Right now, I don't know. But okay. But we're in negotiations to get me there to a club. And the minute I know, I'm coming on you guys' show.
Thank you, Patton. We're on the website.
And again, thanks for putting the show on your TV show. And and we'll be watching for Mike and Buzz and everybody tonight. And good luck with that. And keep rocking in the free world, man.
I will keep rocking in the free. And you guys, you know what? You guys keep partying. I love the good time rock and roll vibe on you guys' show.
Yeah.
It's clobbering time. You know what
it
I'm saying?
Clobbering time.
You know what I'm saying? Flame on.
You know what he says when he's done with dinner and it's time for dessert? It's cobbler time.
All right,
bye, Patton.
Bye-bye.
Patton Oswalt. Oh, God. He is great.
Jesus, he's funny.
He is.
God damn, he's funny.
Flame on!
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Patton Oswalt.
It's cobbler time.
Everybody, watch. Right on Comedy Central. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Tuesday. And it is the best of Don and Mike. It's me, your old buddy, Rob Spiewak. We got some technical difficulties that we are muddling through right now. We had a flood in our telephone and electrical room last night, so while we dry out, we're going to play you some best of. Don and Mike will be back live in studio tomorrow. Phones working, everything, all systems go. So relax and enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
Best buddy Mike, who went to Atlantic City this weekend.
Told you I would give you. Did I tell you I would call you if I won or if I lost?
You told me you would call either. I don't remember what you said on the radio, but in real life, as you left on Friday, you said, you will hear from me either way, up, down, good or bad. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, count on it.
Well, the purpose of the call was to make. If I can make you laugh out of my miserable circumstances, it actually makes me feel better. And
That's right. Yeah, you did.
That was the first time Carla had ever heard that voice that I communicate with you in. And she was
voice?
In the background laughing. She said, do you always call him like that? I said, usually from gambling locations, he usually gets a call with that voice. She said, but you... you know, you use that voice the whole time, and you didn't, like, change back. I said, no, he understands. It's, you know, we have a bit of a complex relationship.
So it's about 10:30 Sunday morning. I pick up. Hello, Dodd.
Oh, no.
I'll let you pick it up from there, Mike.
Well, I said, hello, Dodd.
I said, hey, what's happening? Are you in AC right now?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to do much gambling.
The reason I called you was to tell you that that the day had not gone like I planned. We left, I guess, really crack of dawn on Saturday morning because I wanted to get up there and not have to deal with the traffic. And now when you go from Washington, D.C. to Atlantic City, you have to allow because we happen to live in the population center of the world and so much traffic. You get on the road, really, after 9 o'clock, you're going to be probably screwed getting up there in any kind of time. Mm-hmm. So we left crack of dawn, and mid-morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock, we decide we're going to stop at a diner. And I see I think it was called the Diarrhea Diner. I think that was the name of it.
The Double D Diner.
It was not the Double D, I think it was the Double Diner. So I don't know where it was. I'm not going to, you know, say it was them, but who knows. It was a diner.
Port.
Random diner that we stopped at. And I was hungry. Carla was hungry. And so we do this little breakfast routine where we order English muffin, two pancakes without butter, and egg beaters. That's like this certain point value, and usually we get it at that fabulous IHOP, but we got it at the diner this time. And we ate the exact same breakfast. The only difference was Carla took one bite of her pancakes and said, they just don't taste right to me. I don't feel like eating them. And I was just steam shoveling these, you know, eating like two pancakes in two bites.
Were you eating like...
I don't understand what you're saying. They're fantastic.
Were you eating like Infinity Vice President Scott Herman?
Yes, absolutely. Like he tore into his veal parmesan. I was doing the same thing. And I was eating like a former disc jockey we used to work with, TK Tom Kent. I was stuffing myself. I was eating the pancakes like you see in the movies when somebody has been, you know, starving for a month or two. Like the girl is brought in from the cold and they give her some food and she shoves it. I'm eating the pancakes this way, and I'm pouring over them this sugar-free Smucker's syrup that I've gotten, and that's, you know, being trying to be healthy, and it is a low point value, and I don't have any of the spray butter, so I'm eating them without butter, but I'm saying, I don't know what you're talking about. We get in the car after eating at this diner. Taking your advice the whole way up there, because I was very excited about getting there and very, very impatient, and I decided that we would let Carla do the driving, and she does the driving even after we eat.
Good.
I did look like a depression vagrant, Rob, when I was eating the pancakes. And so she's doing the driving. We are not an hour outside of this. We're crossing over the Delaware Memorial Bridge, and I all of a sudden just, I have no idea. I really, and anybody that's been sick, and this is, you know, with sympathy going out to Fez Watley, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, that's nice. Take
I really said it to her.
Take your bad your bad pancake, and equate it to Fez Watley having a heart attack.
I thought I was dying. I said I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. We stopped at this cowboy store I like so bad because I wanted to.
You say that I fear change.
Yeah.
Every time you go to AC, you go to that same place to buy what? Your boots?
Yeah, I didn't buy any boots. We went to buy a Carhartt, one of those construction worker jackets for Carla, because they're warm and she wears mine.
You stop there every time.
They didn't have any belts in my size. I was going there to buy my country belt, and they didn't have the boots. I like the country style, but not with the Super George Michael belt buckle.
Country style.
But Don knows. I guess we worked together long enough. You know that I do stop at that place, the Zane's Western Wear store. You've driven by it too.
But you say to me every time.
It's right after the Cowtown Cowboy Road.
Every time in Pasadena.
It's there every Saturday night at 7:30.
Yeah, I had a good time in AC. I stopped at that Western store that I like.
Yeah, the one that I like so bad. And I always do, either coming or going. Hey, and if I stop on the way back, that means things have gone very, very well.
Yeah.
And there are going to be some new boots going home with me. Not the case this time.
Not the boots this weekend.
We get past there and get well into New Jersey. We probably get about 35, 40 miles outside of Atlantic City, and I am just feeling like death. I have no idea what it is. Do the old burp. And it's that pancake taste that comes up, and I realized that the pancakes that I ate probably the reason I'm having this. We get into the hotel, and I am literally green. I have no idea what the deal is, but I know one thing, that there is projectile vomiting in my future. So getting out of the car, and you don't realize, you know, you take things for granted that are not an effort, that are literally effortless, that don't require, like, for example, getting into a hotel. You'd think that these are things that are not, you know, nothing required. Well, yeah, when you're feeling like I'm feeling, dealing with the guy that says, hey, are you checking in? Are these your bags? What do you want? Dealing with the people that check in, I'm realizing that I don't want to do any of this. I want to just get to the room as soon as possible
throw up.
And we deal with this lady. She's like, well, let me tell you about your room. You're really going to be pleased. And I'm just going, please give me the ticket. Please give me the ticket. And, you know, and I'd hooked up with this other guy that was...
Hey, hello.
No, not like
go,
that.
Faggot.
The casino host guy at a new hotel. So right. I'm going to this place for the first time. And they treated me really nicely. But I am so sick, and we get up to the room, and I said, will you excuse me for just a second? And Carla at this point says, listen, you might want to put a finger down your throat so you can feel better. Sometimes that works. I said, you know, that's really an idea. Maybe I would, yeah, like that. And I didn't have to put a finger. And it was, you know, one of those deals where I'm trying to control it, but you really can't control that once it starts. And I am sick as a dog and was sick. And the only way that I can equate the way I felt after this, immediately following that, I felt, hey, great. I've gotten this out of my system. Yeah. I'm going to be great.
Right.
And then I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I felt like Dennis Hopper in the movie Hoosiers, where I had the sheets pull up. So cold. And in Buzz, in fairness to you, I was thinking about your thing about alcohol withdrawal during that whole time.
Oh, well,
but there's no way
that has to be.
I mean, it's been, how many days has it been now? I'm not sure how many days. How many days?
I think it's your 13th day, Mike.
It's more than that, isn't
it? Maybe closer to 15.
I think it's 15, maybe 15 days. But I am really, I'm sitting there kind of shivering, and I said to Carl, I said, I'm not going to be able to rally. I don't know. I said, just give me, and I kept saying, give me a half hour.
Yeah.
Give me a half hour. Because two things are at work in my body right now. This whatever virus I've had from these anal pancakes that I ate, uh-huh. and the adrenaline, which exists in the action that is Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And I really, and we discussed this on the way home, that I'm still affected by it today. I'm going to get, I'm getting a sandwich in about a half an hour.
Good.
That it'll be the first thing that I've eaten, because I am really feeling like the only thing that got me through this, the only thing that got me out of bed and up, was the idea that I was going to go down and do some gambling and do what I always do, which of course is lose money.
13.
It's only been 13 days?
13. No, it's got to be long.
Nope, because...
Saturday night, the 29th, was my last night. So Sunday, the 30th, was the first
14th.
Day.
Okay, hold on. Well, yeah, though, I've got on November 8th, I've got... that was your first day. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be
no, that's
charting your progress.
Like, well, no, I like charting the progress, because it's a week from Wednesdays, the night before Thanksgiving, and that's when I fall off big time.
It should be like 15 or 16.
Yeah, something like that.
That's right.
Either way.
Out of 25.
But it had nothing to do with that. This was just the pancakes that I ate. And that's the first thing that came up, incidentally. Pancake batter. I'd remanufacture the pancakes.
Pancake batter made with raw eggs.
Is that,
possibly cooked on rancid grease? I don't know. It could be either one or both of them.
Well, I was very surprised, because you don't think of a pancake as giving you food poisoning.
Thanks, Pollyanna.
Possibly cooked on rancid grease.
It happens.
No, man. All I know is the guy that was at the diner had hairy arms. Real, real hairy
arms. That won't do it.
Those hairy forearms. And I was thinking about that. And when you walk into a casino...
This is hairy forearm.
Walk through the food court at the casino, which was really a lovely exercise, too. And it's like, the smell, especially an Italian place.
Mamatosis.
Yes, fantastic.
Entire casino lifestyle, ripe with delicious...
I didn't even get a chance to go to the Howie Mandel show on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
I was really bummed out.
Oh, that's...
But I saw Howie the next day. Got a chance to see Howie.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Well, laughter is the best medicine. But you know what was not the best medicine? I'd just like to say hi to my friend Hector. Hector the D-Lord.
I hear about this guy.
Mr. Unfriendly, take my money, Hector. You know, once I always say, if you're going to take my money, at least be pleasant about it.
That's right.
At least be civil.
Least you
know?
Can do.
When Mike saw me on Sunday morning, he says, everything you've just heard about the vomiting, the pancakes, no drinking, said, God There was this bad damn Hector at blackjack. He kept taking my buddy. He kept taking my effing buddy. And Don, he had a scarred face.
Oh, no. Yeah, had a little nick over his eye. There's somebody probably like a bad, disgruntled customer.
Yeah.
Probably got mad at him like I did. And Hector didn't smile. Hector was like, he was a 20-something, one of these guys that was probably, full of himself, and it was really, and all the only thing he managed to say really at one point when I'm sitting there green, you know, with my anus eyes, hemorrhaging money, hemorrhaging everything else that was inside of my body, and at one point I said, and Carlos sitting next to me playing, and I said, do you think she should split these cards on this particular hand? And the only thing that he managed to like spew out during this entire losing streak that I'm sitting as I'm pukey McGillicuddy, he looks at me and goes,
he's gambling.
You know, oh, thank you. Gee, I didn't realize that when I came into the casino, Hector. You could give us, you know, because really, a good dealer will sit down with you and they'll say, well, the basic strategy says you probably split them, but, you know, it's a tough call when the dealer's showing this. No, instead it was like,
is gambling. Do you like the ring I have on my pinky finger?
It's a shame you didn't exact the best revenge you could have against Hector.
I know, which would be winning.
No.
No? Throwing up on the table? I could have.
Throwing up on his table.
I really could have.
Vote for Pedro!
But the next morning, but I rallied.
Oh, good.
And then, this is exactly what happened. I think I probably got up at about 7:30 to go down and meet Hector. And then it didn't last long, maybe an hour and a half of gambling. Upstairs to bed very early and still kind of feeling that chill.
Right.
But managed to have
Dennis Hopper Hoopers.
Dennis Hopper chill.
Hoosiers chill.
Managed to have a little bite of turkey sandwich before bed. And then at about, I think, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. No, maybe midnight. Yeah. I don't remember. It all runs together when you're, you know, I do better remembering stuff when I'm drinking. That's the weird thing.
That is odd.
So, I sat up because I felt all acidy in the tummy.
Ugh.
And then, Carla, who was just being wonderful to, like, humor me during this time, said, are you awake? I said, yeah.
You want to go back down?
And we went back downstairs and did more. Because I was wide awake. I'd slept all day long and went back downstairs and did more gambling and continued to lose.
Gambling.
Because really the only thing keeping me going, baby, was the action of Atlantic City.
Lucky lady.
But I still lost, like I always do now. I'm getting better at it, though. I'm not losing as much because I know I'm going to lose. Remember that one time I went down and I won and I won and I won? And then I went down the next time thinking I win every time. So if I keep gambling and then I lost more than I'd ever lost before, well, now I know that I'm going to lose. Now I go down with the mindset I know I'm going to lose, and I have modified my behavior patterns so that I am not a degenerate gambler anymore. I'm just a guy that likes to gamble, and I know that I'm going to lose. So I'm very, actually, all things considered, I'm extremely proud of myself. I truly am.
We're proud of you.
But I felt a little bit better the next day on Sunday, and the big mistake was eating the Chinese food.
Yeah.
This is just a message to all you people that might be projectile vomiting on a Saturday. The best thing to do if you've been...
I have all your projectile vomiters out there.
Projectile vomiters, if you get food poisoning, the best thing to put on top of that the day after when your stomach is completely...
P.F. Chang's?
Probably not P.F. Chang's spicy Chinese food.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, not Kung Pao shrimp.
Oh, Lord.
Not a real smart move.
No.
But, you know, you get crazy down there. There are no clocks.
That's
so I just shoved this stuff in, and that's not the end of it. I didn't just eat the P.F. Chang's.
No?
We stopped at Dunkin' Donuts on the way
there's
out of the
sugar.
City. So I really probably, as Buzz said, it was an oil-based foodborne illness.
That'll do it.
And nothing better to do than Chinese food and donuts to put more oil. And that's probably why.
Yeah. I'm still sick today.
The lady.
You know what? With all the vomiting and the feeling bad and with Hector, I had a fantastic time. And I got a chance to say hi to Howie Mandel in that obnoxious way that you like so bad.
Yeah.
You know, where I came up the escalator and Howie was waiting, like on the second tier with his entourage. And I went,
And because, you know, when a guy, it's there are either two reasons. Either he's standing there to be recognized or he's kind of incognito because he had the big sunglasses on.
Right.
And, of course, I just had to do it. And I was feeling kind of depleted.
Yeah.
Fluid-wise and everything else. Got to the top of the escalator and I went, hey, Howie Mandel. And then we walked down and watched the theater organist play the Christmas songs.
Oh, that's nice.
At the Tropicana. There you go. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I just farted.
Oh,
I feel great. I just didn't.
You know what that means? You know why you did?
Why?
Because you want to go. You want to go to the bright light.
I want to go to the bathroom.
No, that might be the truth also.
No, that is the truth. Well, congratulations on not drinking.
And that's now it's done. Now it's a piece of cake. It'll be fine. That'll be through the absinthe show next Monday when you guys are drinking your absinthe.
And
I'm gonna make it with that because I got my kids this weekend, so there's no problem at all. No distractions, no problem. And I went out Friday night too. Went out Friday night and lasted till about 12 o'clock.
Wow.
With no drinking.
Yeah, and I can never, ever do that again.
Ah.
No, I can't.
Well, you can't what? You can't go out till midnight without drinking?
No, when I'm out there, I realized why I drink.
Why?
When I go to my
Because you
joint.
Like the taste.
No, because when I go to the joint, because you're listening to people.
Yeah.
Because people are talking to you all the time. Right. And when I'm not drinking, I don't want to listen to anybody.
You don't hear them.
And I don't want to talk. I'd rather sit at the table and watch the muted television screens.
You're a lucky man.
That's what I do.
Okay.
No, there's a reason for everything.
You're complicated, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
As Avril Lavigne would sing, you are complicated.
I know I am. I know, but I do the best I can. I really do. I do the best I can.
All right.
You got a pretty good assessment on Sunday morning at about 10:30, right? Because I didn't even know what time it was. You're the first person I called.
10:30. Uh-huh.
I mean, I sat up and was kind of, you know, we had the curtains pulled. It was dark in the room, and I called you, and that's when Carla just said, you always talk to him like that? I said, yes, I do, Carla.
Hello. Hello, Don.
Let me tell you about Hector.
Effing Hector.
Effing Hector, the V-Lord.
Projectile vomited.
Yes, not exactly.
Stopped at my Western store.
But I'll give you an update next time I see you. See you at the ranch. Greetings from Stink Town. Stinky Town. Yeah.
Okay, we gotta break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes that shaggy looks right into you, right into your eyes. You know the thing about a shaggy's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living. Until he bites you, and those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and rip you to pieces.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
If you just got off a plane, you're listening to the best of Don and Mike. Hey there, folks. It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak. We are in best of today because of technical difficulties. I bet you heard yesterday when the phones were all messed up, we discovered a flood in our telephone and electrical room, and the sump pump was not sumping. Does that make sense, John? No? I don't know. So anyway, while we pump, you listen. We're drying out. Don and Mike will be back live in studio tomorrow with a brand new episode. But until then, enjoy what we present on this platter. Yes, a full plate. The best of Don and Mike.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got to talk to Don if I could.
You're talking to me right now. And Mike, we take unscreen calls. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, where our motto is... Most times, the listener's wrong. You know, a lot of times in business, you'll hear the customer's always right.
Not on this show.
On this show, most times, you're wrong before you even call.
Exactly.
Welcome.
Okay, well, let's see if I am wrong. I think I was your paper boy way, way back in the 70s. You there?
Yeah. And back in the 70s.
Can I just say, is this going to be that accusation again about me touching? Because if it is, I want to say that it was consensual.
You dug those holes in the backyard because you were planting trees. When is anyone going to just stop torturing you about that?
Right. All right. Well, you had a white opal, am I right?
And then, hold on. Let's slow down. Let's take this step by step. Because if we're going back to the 70s, this could be a fun inquisition here.
Yeah, although I think, you know, I did have a white opal, but I believe as I look through the timeline of my life slash radio history, which is how I kind of keep track of my life until I was 15 when I moved out to get into radio.
Is this Surf's Paperboy?
No.
Okay.
I think Jim was your brother was on the front porch one day and
hold on. What is the year, please? If you give me a year, I'll tell you exactly where I was.
I'm thinking it was 77.
Nope, 77. Loser. You're a loser. In 1977, I was working in either Pittsburgh or
New
York.
You'd moved out of this area, right?
Oh yeah, I was long gone. Long gone.
I don't think that you were here, but your brother was. Now, does Green Apple Turn ring a bell?
Okay.
Oh, you got him.
Okay, Stalker.
You got him.
Okay.
Now let's talk about this. I was a paper boy, and your parents used to totally piss me off.
Now we're talking.
Sundays only, and I would collect in the middle of December and February, and they always told me, come back next week. Can you come back next Friday?
You know, now you know, I'm going to love this because
I moved
out the guy, and who cares what my address was, but the guy has the street right, and the guy has the car right.
Right.
It's entirely possible. It was 1977. I'm working in New York, and because you don't own a car in New York, the car would be back with Sam and Fran.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
sitting in front of their house.
Did they only take Sunday delivery?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And also, before anybody, I just got to give a little background here.
Okay.
Just so you know where I'm coming from. So you don't hear me say I hate my parents and you think that I'm a total jerk off. I hate my adoptive parents, who this guy is talking about. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who my real parents are.
Right.
All I know is that my adoptive parents are two of the lowest life forms that you would ever want to encounter. I wish if I had anything to say, I would squash them like a bug.
Mm-hmm.
I would squash them on my windshield. That's how much joy it would bring me to squeegee them off my windshield.
Right.
These two people are so freaking dysfunctional.
Anybody that's listened to the show for a long time knows that you've basically listed the number of things that have been done over the years.
They're out of their minds. They are freaking out of their minds. But having said all of that,
which would drive Frida crazy, but
TS on that.
Right.
Having said all that, tell me why you think they were a jerk.
I would collect in the middle of the winter, and they'd always told me to come back. Can you come back in a week? And I'm like, come on, guys. It's like not even $5. So I came down the hill one day, and I was pretty pissed off that, you know, I was done with everybody else, and that little white opal was sitting there on the street, and I thought, well, my turn to get back. I ran over top of that car. I mean, clean over top of it. And your brother was sitting on the front porch, and I thought, here comes my ass kicking because I'm only 12 years old, and he's about 17. And he goes, hey, you want me to make you come wash that? And I thought, you dummy.
Hold on. When you said you ran, now you're a little kid. When you said you ran, did you run over it in your feet?
With my feet, yeah, right.
Like you ran over the top of the car,
right?
Because they turned you away again.
I'm sorry.
They turned you away again, so you ran on the way out. You ran over the car.
Exactly.
That little trip down memory lane, my friend. Oh, it just reminds me what great parents Sam and Fran were, and really was just what totally great people they were. Mm-hmm. Those pieces of crap.
Certainly pissed off the paper boy.
Well, listen, you've made this a happy holiday for me, my friend. let me reward you. And you know, you got me with the address.
Mm.
You got me with the street.
That's when you had that little glimmer that you remembered the sour apple or whatever.
All right, the green apple. You won the complete third season of CSI Miami on DVD.
Huh?
On the collectible 7-disc set. Featuring all 24 crime-solving season 3 episodes of this cutting-edge primetime TV hit. And enjoy that. Thank you. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Great. Yeah. My parents were jerks.
They took it one day a week, and then they make him wait to collect.
I didn't even know about that, but it would not surprise me. Would not surprise me.
His protest was very 12-year-old boy-like, too, running over the top of the car like a cat.
And I don't doubt my brother just sitting there.
Because it was your car?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you want me to make you come back and wash that?
Whatever you want to do.
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that guy gets
what a lovely suburban name for a street.
How about that? Hello, Don and Mike show. When does that ever
Don
happen?
And Mike, Rachel.
When does that ever happen? Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm a frustrated college student. I was just wondering if you could play me the Florida Evans Damn, Damn, Damn.
Damn, damn, damn!
Thank you. I gotta get back to work now. Thanks a lot.
Hold on, you didn't let
Yeah, you gotta hear the good part. The good part comes right at the very end, you know, when she does the little... She sounds very man-like then.
Let it go all the way. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, the lady from the Christopher Guest film, she was also Stifler's mom on American Pie.
No, different woman. You're getting him confused now because of the lesbian thing.
Right.
She
that
is
that woman's
hot,
though.
Right.
No, the woman from American Pie is hot, but not the same chick from A Mighty Wind.
Yeah, but I don't think the woman from American Pie is all that hot.
Oh, the mom?
No, I think she's kind of gross. She's got a big fat pumpkin head.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, something's wrong with
her. I mean, the lady that's hot is the lady that's in A Mighty Wind. Borderline. Yeah, as I said before, and I stand by that, borderline hot. In 40-year-old version, she's...
Only we knew her name.
Give me just a moment.
Hello?
Hello, Beth Ann.
Were you looking for her name?
Two things. First, would you please send a technician, Joe, in
to
fix the phones? Okay. And second, would you round up the name of that chick from A Mighty Wind?
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
That was mellow, Beth Ann.
Excuse me.
It's over there. He's having trouble with the computer.
See that? Look at that. Fix the. See, the thing is stuck. Can you fix that, please? Thank you. Who do you think I called?
I have a new nickname for Joe.
Hang out.
Thank you, Mr. Sleeper.
Hello.
Hey, would it kill you to have a little enthusiasm? I know that.
Well, no, I was trying to get what you were saying. So
I know that you're on. I know you're on fumes here. I know we're getting like 25% because I know you're really more excited about going down to play records with your DJ friends and your new job.
Yeah. What part did she play?
You mean in A Mighty Wind?
Can I just say something?
You may.
The old Beth Ann
would have listened to the show and actually not had to ask that question.
Well, you talked about it, you know, intermittently for the last 10 minutes. So
also, try Best in Show.
Okay, I'm here.
Wait a minute. This is consistent. This is consistent because I brought it up. No problem at all. Now I understand.
That hurts. That's way hard.
Yeah, but it's true. It's true.
So what's her name? Is it Mary Gross?
We're asking you.
It's not Mary Gross.
I bet every freaking person on the phone knows, but we can't answer the phones.
Because
they're locked
Laura
up.
Harris? No. Okay, I'm going to go to Best in Show. One moment.
One moment, please.
Do you want me to call you back?
Yeah.
Or just, you can't answer a phone call. How's Joe doing?
How are you doing, Joe?
Not working.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It's a big crash.
Apparently, Mike.
Apparently.
Well, look at the phones. They're going nuts.
Is it Parker Posey? Is it Catherine O'Hara?
No.
It might be Parker Posey.
Hold on.
It's not Parker Posey. What a great name.
The telephone so you can't hear the
phone. I just wanted to say that name.
She's the really cute new Main Street singer.
Yeah.
Hold on. We can take phones from these. Take calls from these phones, I believe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Here we go. Hey.
Curious if you guys heard Larry Michael, I don't even know if I can say this on air, use the term facial the other day when he was broadcasting during the game.
Okay, hold on.
You don't need to say any more than that.
Looking for something. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Our walk down memory lane brought to you by the fine people at McDonald's.
Don't get it.
I don't get that either.
Looking for the name. Hi,
are you writing the name down?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch?
I'm surprised. I think that's...
Well, nobody knows her name, so we're all kind of... We don't know. Each other the same way.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Blank.
Hello.
You guys are completely wrong. She is the same woman as on Mighty Wind and Stifler's mom.
No,
it's not
wrong.
The same
thing. Wrong.
No, you're thinking of the lady who is also Joey's agent on the program Joey. It's a different lady.
It's a totally different lady. And the lady from... the lady
you, my friend,
also played in Best Show also.
Okay, we'll fight. Let me dress down Rob for a second.
Yes, for watching Joey?
Yes.
Never seen a whole episode.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
But I know that she's on it.
Doesn't matter. You brought it into context on the show.
The difference between the two ladies we're talking about here, one is fat and one isn't.
Right.
One is kind of tall and blonde and, you know, kind of... And the other one's kind of fat and schlubby.
the dumpy one is in A Mighty Wind. She plays the ditzy promoter's girlfriend.
Right, exactly. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. That's great. Now these lines don't work either.
That never happens on the show, Joey.
Your favorite TV
Love
show.
Love it. Right, we go home and watch
totally,
it.
We're totally screwed now with the Joe, what's happening here?
I'm rebooting.
There was some, there you. Were other words that were going to come, and then he chopped them. He was, I'm rebooting. Me. I'm rebooting. There were. I got the distinct feeling there were going to be more words, Joe, and then you kind of cut yourself short there.
Really, all there is to it.
Okay.
That'll right. be 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Sleepers.
I was doing that the morning after Thanksgiving as well.
Yes.
Rebooting. You heard of regifting? Okay, Joe, press Control Alt Delete. To begin.
Sorry, Joe, let me get out of your way here. Can you get by?
Hold on a second. I believe this is.
Hey, was that a little,
hey.
Was that a little light dim there?
Was this girl in another movie or another show?
Honey, she
this
was.
This girl
in,
has been in A Mighty Wind.
She was in Best in Show.
She's been in Best in Show. And most recently, she was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin as the store manager yes. where the Virgin works.
And she might even have been in Waiting for Guffman.
Here you go. There's that. Okay, Rob's here. The future producer, the FP. He'll get a hold of this.
Now the FB helps the FB.
This is nice. You see a name?
FB?
Okay, look up. You said she might have been in. What was the other thing?
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah, get it?
Yep. Bitch. She's not. That thing is not an FB.
What does that mean for?
Well, nobody. Maybe my little secret's out now.
Future bride?
No.
What?
You've never heard a guy use that term?
No, and I don't want to hear what it means.
F bitch? You know, like you've got to... You've got
someone that you have sex with.
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
you do.
Right.
No, I'm not that.
We know you're not.
Because you mean it meanly, because who would do that with me? That's how you...
Oh, no. That's no. So
please.
Foolish. I was.
Oh,
it was a compliment. Jesus Christ.
It wasn't a compliment. Do you think it's the 40-year-old virgin or the 40...
Well, I don't understand why we normally have this by now, and because this is a very prominent role in the movie.
I'm sure our listeners have it. The problem is that we can't answer the phones.
Did you get it fixed, Joe?
You know, I have list of character names and list of actors' names, but I still couldn't identify them from that.
Why don't you work on just being Buzz?
She's tough, though. She's tough to find.
What's her name in the movie? Trish?
I'll go home and do
Beth? That. Paula?
I don't know if I see what I meant.
It's Lynch.
Okay,
then it's Jane Lynch. Then we've confirmed it.
We don't need 25 freaking people all looking for the same goddamn...
And I am so sorry that I brought it up. I really am. I didn't mean for it
there
to
we go.
This.
Now the phones are reset. Hello. Thank you, Joe.
There you go.
Joe, Maytag repairman Joe Arden. Don and Mike show, hello.
I just wanted to let you know that the actress you're talking about is Jane Lynch, and she is a dyke.
Oh, she's a card-carrying member of the life?
Yes, she is, because she's in my girlfriend's magazine, so she is an out lesbian.
Oh, good. All right, wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Incidentally, if things don't work out with Rob, how would you like to be our producer?
That would be great. I love it.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Bye.
All right, Jane Lynch. You know what? I'm glad we got her name out there. That's
Hello.
A good thing.
Don and Mike show. Yes, FP.
Don, her name is Jane Lynch.
Hello. There you go. Now Buzz.
She always plays lesbian.
Buzz did the Google and
that's
got
a nice picture.
Yeah. You're pretty hot, didn't she?
She is hot.
Yes, she really is. She's really got two good things going for her, man. Ooh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
She's hey, Don. I heard you say that you don't like your adoptive parents. Do you ever think about finding out who your biological folks are?
You know, sometimes people ask me that, and here's the thing. I'm 47 years old.
Right.
Why would I want to find anybody who let me go for 47 years? Really?
Yeah,
F them.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? One day I could hire a private dick.
Right.
I could hire a shaft to find the and then what am I going to do? One day go... Open the door and you know, see some alcoholic, junky loser that looks like me wearing a wife beater, you know, going, hey, shiny boy, hey, you look like you got $2 you can rub together.
I like the way you've actually put a picture in your mind together.
And a voice.
With a parrot on their shoulder as well.
Arr, me hearty.
That's right.
Shiver me timbers. No, I got no desire.
I'm also a doctor at 3 days old, and people ask me the same question most of all my life, and I've never had to retire either.
See, the thing is,
well, there are people, I mean, the way I understand there are people that do and people that don't. I mean, it's a split right down the middle.
And if my parents had had the balls to discuss it with me at any time before my brother and I found out when we were adults, I would not have wanted to look then either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My issue with, thank you for the call. My issue with Sam and Fran is simply, Jesus Christ, I even said this to them, you know, when this happened like 15 years ago. I said, don't you people watch Oprah?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not how you handle things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, why, and even after the fact, when you knew what was going on, they still refused to be square with you about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where the big rift developed, correct?
Yeah, and the quote from Sam, my father, was, when we were having it out about me being adopted, my brother being adopted, he said to me, and he looked me right in the eye, this is the same man that would not pay the paper boy. He said, so you're adopted. What does it matter? And I said, it matters for a lot of reasons. How about let's start with kids? He said, if you got something, you got something. If you pass it on to them, you pass it on to them.
Wow.
Quote.
Yeah.
A quote. He's a caring man.
Yeah.
He's a caring man.
Mr. Sensitivity.
He's a bastard, that's what he is. How you doing, Sam? How you doing, Fran? And I think I did mention the emotionless card that I received from them. I think, as a matter of fact, after Frida died, I brought it in and read it on the air.
Yeah, it was so obvious in its lack of emotion that it was it just proved your point, really.
Anyway, they're scumbags, and that's why I hate them. I mean, I know it sounds awful right. to say that, but
well, you've been saying it for a long time.
You
tend to go back to it more during the holidays, though. You know, which is the time when we all really where we do the issues we have with our families. I believe come to the surface a little easier.
That's right. I hate them.
Yes, I do.
Happy holidays, everybody.
You don't get a chance. You don't, now you're estranged from them, so you don't really get a chance to share that with them in person.
No,
so you can do it on the air.
No, but what's great is that they live where they can hear the show. And besides, they've got all their spies that even if they're not listening, someone will call them and tell them that I've said something about them.
Well, consider this the little holiday message to them.
Your greeting.
Hey, hello. F you. Sam, F you. Fran, F you. I'm doing fine without you.
Let's give that song lyric to Ren Elvis. He'll record another one right there.
Be nice.
Hello there.
I am doing fine without you.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
The woman you're talking about, her name's Jennifer Coolidge.
No, wrong.
We've got
wrong.
It. It's Jane Lynch.
We've already looked at her picture on the internet.
And it's a picture, the same woman I was talking about with her name underneath her picture now.
She was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was in A Mighty Wind.
And her best feature, really, she's got those two nice features, but she's got a great smile. Great, great, great smile.
A good mouth.
Real good mouth. Real sexy mouth.
Real nice mouth. Real nice mouth.
We can't help it that she's not doing what she should be doing with that mouth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Stifler's mom is definitely not Jane Lynch.
No.
Yeah, no kidding.
We agree.
No kidding.
What is that? You know what? I'm not going to get everybody doing the fire drill again, but that actress is very funny also. She was, I think, one of the funniest parts of Best in Show. I thought she was hysterical in that.
He said her name, Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
She's the fatty, right?
Yeah, Chubbsy.
Right. The one, and she's the one that looks like she's had the Goldie Hawn thing done to her lips.
I think that they actually did that for the Mighty Wind. I think they made her lips even bigger.
Hey, Robs?
Yeah.
When you become producer, will you still talk in the background? Or will you do what you do now, which is just jump up to the microphone like every 5 seconds?
I'll do neither.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be in the back finding out Jane Lynch's name.
I'm traumatized right now.
Are you?
I need you to back away.
I'll go run on the open.
Jane Lynch is definitely not hot.
You don't think she's hot?
Oh, Jane Lynch is so hot.
We disagree. I mean, she's not incredible.
I do her
stop the presses Angelina Jolie hot.
I do her with Sam's thing. That's how hot she is.
She's not unattractive.
I would do her with my adopted father's thing.
She gives off a real sexy vibe. I think she does, especially in A Mighty Wind. I think she really comes across as sexy.
She got it going on. All right, sorry you're wrong about that. Okay. And thank you for accepting that, that decision.
Well, you made the statement earlier that, you know, we take calls, but we're always right, and our listeners are always wrong.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Unless they're agreeing with us, then they're right.
Hello there.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I think it's awesome Rob's going to be your producer, and I'm so glad that Anne's leaving. She brought nothing to the show. So that's my 2 cents.
Would you like to?
I wish her the best, but I really don't think
No, you don't. No, hold on a second.
No, I know what you're going to say. Do you want to tell her? No, do you want Beth Ann to cry again for that?
No, I don't
want her to cry.
Well, that's very mean.
I was not talking to you. I was talking to Mike.
Don't you think that's very mean?
I think it's a little mean, but she's leaving you. I don't think she cares too much.
So if a person's leaving, you can just break their heart.
Buzz?
Yes?
Yeah, the answer there is yes.
Yes, apparently.
And yes, I am mad at Beth Ann because she's leaving. Because unlike you, ma'am, I think she does a great job, but she does bring a lot to the show.
Okay,
she will find out, as all of the other former ones have, you know, the train continues to move on.
And this is not the punch out Beth Ann segment of the show. What exactly was it that you didn't like about her?
I think she's very whiny, and I don't know. I think the chemistry with the guys is great, and Beth Ann was whiny. So, I don't know. It just didn't work. So,
right. Well, meow. Thank you.
Is there any advice you would have for her in her future travels?
God.
Yeah, just stay off the air. I mean, I think she's a great producer, but stay off the air.
Okay.
That's all. And now, what about Rob? Will we still hear him?
Yes, everybody keeps wondering.
People are
yes.
concerned.
Except I'm going to make sure he's not going to be doing what he was doing and jumping up to the microphone.
Rob's doing the teller now.
Okay, well.
He's doing teller of Penn and Teller.
He's like miming over there. Hello there, Don and
Mike. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to.
Rob is writing me a note now. Silence is golden.
Yes.
Robbie, you're allowed to speak. It just, don't make that microphone stand your home, please. You know, your home is back here.
At you.
Behind it. Okay, now you can say something.
Yes!
Come on.
Yes!
Come on, Horton, here's a Jew.
Come on.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry to bring this show to speaking halt, but could I get Beth Ann to do Clementine impression one more time, at least before she goes?
No.
Thank you.
You're right. We bring the show to a...
Well, and they're both gone.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don't live in the past.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Live in the now.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I was your mailman back in 1971.
Okay.
And your parents used to piss me off.
Yeah.
They used to always leave the flag up all the time.
All right. Just for the fun of it.
Get out of here. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Damn. P-O-D-A-M. Best of Don and Mike. Yes, we are bringing you the best of today because we had ourselves a little bit of a flood yesterday, it turns out, in our telephone and electric room. Everything got all soggy. So while we dry out and fix the problem, we will bring you this delightful offering. Keep in mind, Don and Mike will be back live in studio and dry as a bone tomorrow. Tomorrow they will be back, and until then we bring you the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, breast secrets. Here we go. Rob has really got you something so you can dab your forehead.
I was kidding.
Let's talk to some chicks now with their secrets about their breasts.
All right, well, now we're leaving the lady in that had the husband that, had the nurse.
What was her name?
I forgot what her name is.
She's Barbara.
Barbara. Let's see. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Playing for $1,000 now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rosemary.
Hi there, Rosemary. How's your baby?
Oh, I hate that.
I know you do.
Time.
I know you do. Sorry about that, Cody.
What a great old movie. If you can ever get it on DVD, get it.
Yeah.
Rosemary, what is your breast secret?
My breast secret is that I have naturally large breasts. I have a 38 triple.
Oh, God bless you, Rosemary.
Now, man,
I miss the old days sometimes.
Rosemary,
sorry,
you're going to have to. That's okay, honey. You just have to kind of speak in code.
Okay. Likes me to place my chest near my, in my kind of.
Okay, honey, hold on a second. What she is saying is that
I understand, and I think we can probably communicate it without.
She self nurses
exactly,
but okay, why is that? Why is that a secret?
Well, it's a secret because I don't know of anybody who does that. I've never heard of that.
Only every woman who can.
Now I have a question for you about this game. We're going to call, like, the Barbara guy, you know, does it always have to be?
Because no, it does
not. It can be somebody who just calls with something that she's revealing, right?
That's what I was saying. It's not necessarily one of our call and tell a secret games.
I think I can clean this up. Rosemary actually plays a game where she pretends that she's drinking out of a bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye, Rosemary.
Sorry, honey. It is, you know.
I mean, lots of chicks do that.
Yeah.
Lots of chicks who can do it try to do it.
Uh-huh. That is not exactly uncommon.
You ever been watching a movie and you see a chick, she'll do that, and it won't get all the way up there, and she ends up like licking her shoulder. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm doing this for you, baby.
I always thought that was a little weird.
Yeah. Oh, no, me likey though. I mean, when they can pull it off.
Even though we didn't get that deep and she's gone, Rosemary, was she saying that she could actually do what Barbara's husband did?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not think so. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Megan.
Hi there, Megan.
I have to cut out, even though I love you guys, but Rosemary said the same thing I was going to say.
All right. See, as Don said, a lot of women do that. God bless you all.
Don and Mike show. And you should all be in pictures, in moving pictures.
And you're right. Why do the ones that don't have it do it? Why do they try? Because they do the...
Because they want to try.
They're trying.
They want to try.
And then there are women that can do it, practically don't even have to use their hands.
I know. Star Jones. I know, you know, she's a bad example because for a fat chick, she has really small ones.
Star Jones, if she's in an inversion chair.
Right. Bette Midler, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Bette Midler could probably, no problem.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Tina.
Tina, damn it. What's your breast secret?
Yeah, I have a breast secret. I've had a double mastectomy, and as most women will have nipples tattooed on, I had pink ribbons for the breast cancer awareness symbol.
Oh, I think that's lovely.
That's really nice.
Ribbons instead. The really, pink ribbons.
Really nice. So, yeah, it does become a conversation piece when I go to the doctors.
Wow.
Okay, well, way to...
That's interesting.
Way to just slow this down.
Well, but it's certainly a secret. I mean, I bet nobody knows that, right, Tina?
My husband and my doctors.
The husband and the doctors.
People who want to see.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Wow.
Can I just make a bold shock jock statement?
Yes.
I'm really not fond of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You've really gone out on a limb on that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hey guys, it's
Denise.
Hi there, Denise. Denise, what is your breast secret?
Okay, well, this is really gross, but I have infected milk duct that I have to kind of pop every week, or they get really, really sore.
You have to do what?
I have to pop them.
like a zit?
Yeah, exactly like that.
It sounds to me like it would be excruciatingly painful.
Well, it can be if I don't do it, but the thing is my boyfriend doesn't know that I do this before we get intimate, because if not, then, you know, it can kind of get gross.
I am really borderline puking right now.
I'm borderline aroused.
You can't be. There's no way you can be.
Sure, I
can.
Well, I told you it was kind of gross.
Yeah, well, one man's gross, another man's... Hold on a moment, please. Hold on.
Jesus.
Moment. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Howdy.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, tell us about your infection.
Cindy, I'm so sorry, but I think I have to join this freak show.
What is your breast secret? Do you have one?
Well,
I do. I had a burn injury when I was in my 20s, and I lost my right breast, and I burned my shoulder and my thighs. I did a bunch of reconstructive surgery. I look pretty good now for the most part, I would say. Most people don't know.
Right.
But I had my son, and they told me, you know, you're not going to be able to breastfeed. But to everyone's surprise, I was, except that somehow a milk duct got kind of errantly pulled up underneath my armpit. So whenever I went to nurse him, the breast milk squirted out on his head, and I had to put like a nursing pad on his head, like a little yarmulke.
You know.
Oh my God!
You know, I don't like cancer stories, but
this isn't a cancer story.
No, I know it's not
cancer.
She was a burn victim.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm sorry, but it's still it's a health,
a little oogie.
It's a health thing, but
you're fine with the infected milk duct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an underarm milk duct.
Yeah. Yes, matter of fact, I'd like some milk duds right now.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm starved. Ooh. Hold on a second, please.
Hold
on there, Cindy. He's talking to someone else.
Hello. I'm still trying to write this down.
Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this? Oops. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, honey. What's your name?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What is your breast secret?
My breast... I had a pituitary tumor, and as a result, my breast started lactating.
Oh, my God.
I really didn't think that this would be like...
This is like the medical information hotline.
Yeah, you know, I thought we would get some more lighthearted stuff, like the woman who had the husband that drinks the milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's
Kelly?
Okay. For entertainment purposes, I used to squirt my breast across the room. They could squirt up to 5 feet.
Up to 5 feet. Okay, hold on, please.
5 feet.
Hold on just a moment.
Wow.
I think we'll try one more woman, then we'll just try to pick a winner here.
I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people are coming out of the woodwork here.
You know, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Or I should say the ductwork.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. And what is it, the secret about your breast?
I have a third breast without a nipple that is under my arm, and it's been there for years. It probably is an A cup.
This is the carnival today. This is incredible.
A third breast.
Like, not a nipple, a third breast.
A third breast. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, running the risk of going down the medical road, are you sure it's not some kind of a growth?
I'm positive. I've had sonograms, and I've had it checked out, and the way it's been explained to me is the women in my family develop rather late in life, in our mid-20s, and as a result, it's kind of a rush of breast tissue that gets displaced.
And this is once again like the other lady who had reconstructive surgery. This is under your arm?
Yes, yes. But it influences what I can wear out in public, because when it's exposed, people comment.
Wow. I know I would. Wow.
And it's an A cup, you say?
Yeah, easily.
Little bitty. Are you married?
I am.
May I ask you a personal question? Did your husband ever work it?
Oh, no, he's repulsed.
He is repulsed by your third breast.
Oh.
Hold on just a moment.
Not me.
Wow.
Oh, God, maybe. Oh, Jesus.
Mike.
Wow.
Let's just pick one here, because...
We don't have to recap, do we?
Yeah, you bet your ass we do.
Okay.
What do we got there?
We have Tina, who had the pink ribbons where her boobs were.
That's sad.
We have Denise.
Godspeed to her.
Yes. Denise.
I hate cancer.
Denise, who has infected milk ducts and has to squeeze them, pop them once a week.
Okay.
Cindy, who was in a fire, had reconstructive surgery, and things looked fine, but when she breastfed, milk would come out of her armpit. Kelly, who had another medical issue that caused her to be able to squirt milk up to 5 feet. And then Nicole, that's an easy one. She's got a third breast under her arm.
Right.
An A cup.
What about the first chick?
Barbara, who nursed,
Who nursed her husband. And then there were two that you discarded rather quickly. Barbara, who does that just for fun with her husband.
And you know, after all the problems we had with the phones earlier now, because every freaking light is burning
in this
studio.
It's amazing how many people have stories they want to share.
Yes.
It's like we're giving people an opportunity to get things off their chest.
I guess I like the woman who had the milk coming out of her arm. and the armpit
had to put a absorbent pad on the baby's head so it wouldn't squirt. I guess it was coming out of two places.
Yeah, that's just my choice.
I'm with you on that.
You like that one? What about you, Buzz?
Yeah, I make it a trifecta. The second place, though, I would bring in Nicole, who simply had a third breast under her arm.
I like the lady whose husband liked
Barbara.
Taking a drink as well. Yeah. Who's the lady who is in first place?
Cindy, who has the underarm reconstructive. She's fortunately able to
find her anywhere. Let me see.
A nurse, and the only Cindy. Side effect came out of the armpit.
Uh-huh. There she is. Hey, Cindy.
Yes, I'm thrilled.
Wow.
Cindy, listen, we don't even have to call anybody. Right. I mean, we believe you.
But you still could call my husband or my sister. Anybody knows this story.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
And I'm guessing there's not a roll-on in the world that would stop that.
Oh, dear.
Did you ever try to figure out a way to stop it, like with a Band-Aid or something like that?
The nursing pad is yarmulke seemed to work.
Okay.
Uh-huh. and now that you're past that, do you ever leak?
No, thank God. I stopped breastfeeding and it stopped too.
And everything's still working okay?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
To this day, her son pours milk on his head.
Oh, wow. Hold on 1 second. Maybe we'll get the phone numbers from you.
Okay.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally believe her. She's not lying.
No question.
You can't make that up.
I believe all these ladies. God, they were all so good.
They were.
Who would be second place?
Well, you said you liked Barbara, who used to do that with her husband. And see, my second place would be Denise with the infection.
And I
like Nicole because she has a regular, full, real breast under her arm.
Okay.
That her husband is repelled by. That is good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of breasts.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, do we have enough Circuit City stuff to give, like, the top three, these Circuit City things?
The top three? Yeah, the top three, yeah.
The top three, okay, yeah. Then we'll give all the top three chicks a $50 Circuit City gift card. Shop online at CircuitCity.com. Choose in-store pickup and get the Circuit City 24/24 guarantee. That's your order ready in 24 minutes or less, and you get a Circuit City $24 gift card. Circuit City, what you need. So that would be for my choice, which is
Barbara.
Sexy Barbara.
Mm-hmm. All of our choices, Cindy.
And Buzz?
Buzz wanted Denise and I wanted Nicole. So that's four people. Yeah.
Well, okay, so one of them wins $1,000, and then three other women get the...
So congratulations to Cindy, Barbara, Denise, and Nicole.
Yeah, very cool.
There you go.
Very nice.
Fantastic. And they all get 12 ounces of Nestle's Quick.
Wow.
And for the women who... hold on. Do we get anybody that didn't win?
We had Kelly, who could squirt up to 5 feet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
I'm sorry, the squirting didn't really cut it.
Okay.
But we appreciate your story. We thought it was fascinating.
Yes.
You guys have a great holiday season.
Oh, same to you.
May we offer you
you can give me a Night Dreams gift certificate. I'm going there right now.
You're going to Night Dreams. Do we still have Night Dreams gift certificates?
I don't think that the sex store that you go to, Buzz?
It is.
Can we give her a yardstick?
Yardstick.
Kelly, hold on.
Do we have a selection of towels?
Or you?
Target.
Hold on, Kelly.
Target. Wow.
Target.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike for a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Thank Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
You're as cold as ice.
And just as sure as John Norman is keeping track of everything with yellow post-its, I am here to tell you that you are listening to The Best of Don and Mike. Hey, folks, it's Rob Spiewak.
We had ourselves some technical difficulties yesterday. That was the problem with the phones, a flood in our telephone and electric room. So while we take care of that and get things all set for Don and Mike's return tomorrow, yes, Don and Mike will be back tomorrow, we bring you this, the best of Don and Mike.
Thought about it a lot during the break.
Supermarket?
Yeah. Left to right.
That's on, definitely left.
$2, right?
No matter which door they make you go like cattle through, whether you go and you enter the left or the right of the store, the way that the aisles are laid out.
Or left to right.
Left to right. Aisle number one is always furthest on the left as you enter the store.
Numerically, always left to right.
That's what I believe.
Oh, okay, I'm just really betting with you just to be, you know, devil's advocate here. I think you might be right on this one, but I want to find out from experts, you know, from the people that are in the trenches.
I might be wrong, too. You know what? Hold on a second. Jesus Christ. Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
Call that Safeway by where I live.
Okay.
And ask for that guy or anybody who will see if anybody will go on the air.
All right.
Okay, good. I'll need that back. You can remember that, can't you?
I don't know.
Can you just... Okay, got it. Take apple juice.
Alan Jackson.
See, now Apple Jacks.
Now you got it. Now
we're getting somewhere. I discussed something with Mike off the air yesterday that I'd love to discuss on the air with everybody. There are neighbors in the area that I live in that are pissing me off to no end.
Really?
Because they're putting up Christmas lights. Now, I've got no problem with that. I love the holidays. I like a good display. Don't get me wrong. I really like it. And last year, God bless her, Frida had me get out and really bust my ass.
Didn't you fall off a ladder or something like that last year?
No, that was
the antenna work where you almost fell off the roof.
Off the roof,
there
yes.
was concern, but it didn't happen.
But doing everything with putting the lights in the trees in front of the house, right. and putting them up all over the whole thing. I mean, it was kind of retarded looking, but she loved it.
Okay.
Because I did it. And I've seen stuff that blows me away when I'm driving around now.
There are certain lights, light displays that are absolutely amazing.
All right, so I'm talking to one of my neighbors, and she says to me, are you going to put up Christmas lights this year? Because everybody's wondering how I'm going to deal with Christmas. And I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure once Bart gets home, and he'll be home any day now, that I'm going to put the lights up. And she said, did you see the one house down the road? And I said, oh, do you mean the one that had Merry Christmas spelled out? The house got a huge gate in front of it. It's like Graceland. On one side it says Merry, on the other side it says Christmas. It's got a big, gigantic Santa Claus. A big blow-up Santa Claus
mm-hmm.
that's got a spotlight on him. And I swear to Christ, his arm goes back and forth, and he waves at you. They've got...
Nobody likes a waving Santa.
They've got the entire house that is just... As you drive by, it's like something that Clark Griswold would really just lose it over. I mean, he would make.
My father used to have an expression, and I'm not sure whether it's a slur or not, but I'll say it anyway. He said it's lit up like a Polish church.
So,
I think that's a compliment.
Here's my
point. I think you'd like that one, Rob.
Here's my point. My neighbor says to me, are you going to put up the lights? I say yes. She said, did you see that one house, the White House down the street, the big McMansion? I said, Christ. How much work? And she said, oh, don't you know? It's a company. They end up paying like some ridiculous freaking amount of money.
Right.
Way over $1,000 to come out to your house and put up lights.
Wow.
I find this to be the biggest waste, the biggest... You might as well just open up your window and throw the money out.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this yesterday off the air. Right. Mike says to me... Could you give me the number?
It would be easier.
Oh, God, I did. I said, that's not bad.
Don gave me the number, the price, and I said, that's really not bad. Because I've got right now, sitting out in front of my house, I've got the little light net that you can put over a bush, and I've got two of those light nets put over a bush, and I got to the point where I put the lights over, and then I ran the cord along, and then I looked outside, and I don't have any outlets outside my house.
No.
And then I tried to open up the window, the bottom part of the window, to get it open, and it was jammed, and I quit. And I quit because I realized that not only is it going to be a pain in the ass to get this window open, but the window will have to be open a crack where I run the extension cord out of the house because I have an old house and
same
I don't have any
situation for me.
And I just went to Shaw and I said, boy, if I had like an expert to come in.
Yeah, but the deal is I don't get the feeling that you're going to get like Norm from this old house. This is just...
You think it's somebody trying to make a quick buck?
No, I think it's another one of these companies, one of these cottage industries that has sprung up for upscale communities.
I've got one tree in my front yard, which would bring a lot of people great joy if I could. It's like the shape... It's a blue spruce.
Cool.
And it's the shape of a Christmas tree.
Right.
And it's massive. And I there's no way... I mean, on my best day, with the tallest ladder I could find,
right,
I couldn't do it. I've always thought I would love to light that tree.
I just think it's like the cheapest thing you can do, even though you're spending money.
You mean the cheapest thing you can do?
You mean
like low rent?
Morally.
Like,
it's
this
the cheesiest.
Morally.
Yeah. Morally, it's the cheapest thing you can, I mean, even can afford. You know, there was some guy that made a joke that said, what was it? Coke was a sign that you had too much money.
Right, right.
If you were doing Coke, you had too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, trust me, if you could spend, and I'll say the amount, $1,400. If you can pay a bunch of guys $1,400 to come to your house and string up lights that say Merry Christmas with a giant Santa Claus, you got too much money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about it that pisses me off because it looks so professional.
Yeah.
A little too slick. It looks absolutely... I mean, I was telling Mike, the lights are synchronized, the lights on the trees,
right,
so that it goes from red to green...
Oh, no.
...to white.
Like Times Square. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, they've got the icicles all over the house and on the roof. They've got the sleigh and the reindeer, and it's like neon lights.
I'd settle for an outside outlet.
You know,
yeah, I'd settle for one outside outlet.
It might as well just say eat at Joe's in front of this guy's house.
Do they have a smaller, more affordable package they offer?
I did say to you, I wouldn't want to spend the whole $1,400.
No.
But like if for a couple $100, I could get somebody to decorate my outside house.
Now you know, I never thought I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
Even I, as soulless as I am, cannot fathom paying some schmuck to come to my house to put up Christmas lights. Only because it's Christmas.
Right. And you're supposed to do it on your own.
Does this
fall into the same where I was attacked not less than 3 days ago for the artificial tree? Does this fall into the same category?
No, Ed, I did not criticize you on the air about your artificial tree.
All right, Rob did.
It's wrong, you know.
It is not wrong.
Wrong how?
You know who else has
an
artificial one? Buzz has the fake one.
I do.
Although Mike was telling
me.
Mike's got the fake one. When you described it to me again.
Pine cones.
Do you remember when you said, it's great. All you got to do is take it out of the box.
And put it up and it's got the lights already on.
The lights and everything.
Because Buzz has so much natural greenery around his house other than the fake tree.
Did you call Safeway?
Yeah, they have a policy. They can't come on without checking with whatever they're...
Right. Did you ask them how it goes?
They wouldn't say anything.
How about we get somebody that's in our listening audience that is maybe works at a grocery store and then they don't have to go, you know, on the record with
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I don't trust them.
Hey, I just drove by one, and it is left to right. No, the Vienna one has it like that. You can see it from the road.
No, you can't
see it from the road.
You can't see it.
Yeah, no, you can't. They have big windows in front of it.
That's sketchy.
No, you couldn't see the numbers.
You're a liar.
No, hold on.
I am not.
Hold on. Bear with me for a second. As you're in the store, the signs, I think, generally speaking, that tell you where the aisles are, even if you had Superman-like vision.
And I could be able to see it from the outside.
No. No, you can. They have tall windows that run from the roof to the ground.
Yeah. Next witness.
Get out of here, please. Anyway, let me get back to the point about how I'm soulless. I have no problem hiring some guy to cut my grass,
right,
which is something that a regular man should do. I got no problem when Hector Luigi comes out the other day and says, you know, do you want the leaves blown? Like, yeah.
You're saying for Christmas decorating, though.
Right. That is even where someone without a soul like myself draws the line to say, that's something you gotta do yourself.
Come from the heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're hiring a company, you know, then it's like, I don't know how you look yourself in the mirror in the morning. I really don't. How do you look in your face when you go, hey, here I am, happy holidays. I've hired some company to come out.
I'm out now. If you feel that strongly about it, I'm going dark. My house will not have any
lights whatsoever.
Any lights at all.
Right, same here.
Well, see, I don't have any outlets in my house.
Right.
You can hire an electrician for less than $1,400.
To, like, put outlets out?
Tree. Yeah.
Because that's a thought. But I'm not going to spend $1,400 to do that. I'd rather...
You'd probably get it done for...
I'm not going to spend $1,400 to put lights out.
That's right.
You said you would yesterday.
I said I'd spend $200.
Part of that, yeah.
Not $1,400.
You said yesterday it didn't sound bad to you.
Well, if they did the way you described it, it sounded like Rockefeller Center. That's the way you described it. I said, you know, hey, that, you know, I don't live in a McMansion. Right. I live in a house.
Right.
I know.
But, I mean, if it was like... if you lived in the McMansion and the whole yard was a Christmas fantasy... You know, how impressive would that? But you see, here's what I think about it, really.
You know, that is
this is what I think. If it's a secret, it's okay. Once the secret's out, then it kind of sucks.
Listen, everybody knows. All the neighbors know.
Mm-hmm. I bought these battery-operated candles to put in the window.
Not those two.
And they suck.
They do.
Well, of course they do.
Well, they would. I didn't have
battery-operated.
I didn't have any outlets.
Well, the real ones kept setting curtains.
So, I mean, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm finally going to be able to see inside this log cabin you live in.
You're not too far off. It's, I'm going to try to get like a, look, what you're going to see when you come over, because I am going to do this, I'm going to get the regular candles, and I'm just going to run a lot of extension cord along the floorboards. Okay. I have no choice. I have no choice in the matter. Right. I'm going to try to get the little outlets that have, you know, the switch on them, so you can just hit one switch.
And maybe just my bugaboo about this thing. Maybe people will call and say, oh, it's fine to pay to have someone do this.
There's part of me that agrees with you.
Course.
There's part of me that, even though I was intrigued, because you know, that's the lazy man in me where I just said, hey, it sounds great if you have that, but isn't it more Christmassy satisfying when you do it yourself and you say, hey, look what I've done. Hey, look what, and then your neighbors come by and they say, hey, that your house looks great. And
nice
you go,
job.
Thank you very much. Hey, you say your house looks great when you put it. Now, the more I'm thinking out loud here, the only thing I would have done professionally would be that massive tree, because I'd love to put lights on that.
Sure.
And I really don't have the capacity to do it, because I think you'd have to do it with probably with a cherry picker.
Because I remember over the years with Frida, it was one of the few manly things that I could actually do. And even if it was done half-assed, where the line didn't exactly line up with the line on the house, she'd be thrilled, because I was out there actually trying to do something myself.
Well, I'm going to try to get it done. Now I'm motivated. Now I'm super, super motivated to, like, do it and figure out a way to get this whole outlet thing. I wonder how long it would take an electrician to, like, give me an outside couple of plugs.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Couldn't be long. Wouldn't be long.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops. Hello, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm an electrician. I'd be willing to help Mike out if he'd like.
Thank you, no.
There was your chance.
No, that's when it's that quick, it's scary.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Exactly.
Hey. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, my buddy got paid $12,000 to put lights up over the weekend.
Where?
At a private home?
At a private home.
Oh, my God.
See?
Well, oh, my. He made $20,000 this whole season off the 10 other people that he has.
God, those people should just go do coke. They really should.
They probably still do.
Or meth. Or AIDS.
Crystal meth.
Whatever it is that's popular now with you kids. Jesus.
But that's not a...
Black tar, heroin.
$12,000?
$12,000.
Wow.
$12,000.
Huh. I saw the check. But hey, people pay me to pick up dog poop.
Well, that's a different story.
So there's that.
Do you use your
hands? Yeah, but I mean, people do...
Do you use your hands?
All kinds of things.
Do you use your hands?
No, I don't use my hands.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Wow.
I'd pay more if he did.
$12,000.
Way to go. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. All right.
Hello. Speak it to us.
See, this thing just... Hey, Rob, this thing just... See, that's me.
Froze up.
That's the tap, 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 tap.
Well,
tap,
you know, we should pay somebody $12,000 to come in and fix that.
That's the tap of the phone that don't work. Hi, Don and Mike show. These do. Hello.
Hey, Mike, I really don't do anything or know how to do anything, but I'll come over and do it for you.
No, you know what? I've really been, this whole discussion has changed my mind. It wouldn't be, because one of the things you put up Christmas lights, because people come over or people go by your house and they say, hey, that looks great. And you go, thank you very much. And if you have somebody, something about having somebody do that, now that I think about it, would be.
It's not yours.
If I could have done it without you talking about it.
And here's the thing.
I would have done it.
On the other hand, so I'm a great hypocrite. I am.
This is how hypocritical that statement was. If you hadn't brought this up, you know, I might have snuck it in. No, I still probably
I think
know.
You still will. I bet you still do.
But still get somebody to come out and do it?
Yeah.
No, okay, you know, here I am now. If I have nice, like, lights up, You're going to come over and say, who'd you pay to do that? I'm telling you, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
If I could just point out one other thing. Not about you.
Okay.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice. No. Something else that just has pissed me off and I've wanted to mention this.
Something that I do?
No, not at all, Mike. Not at all, Tiger.
Okay.
This is a... hold on. What do you got, Robbie?
That's not the primary Safeway for you, but that's another Safeway that will take your question.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Well, let's welcome Safeway. Great grocery store. Hey, Safeway.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Can you tell us, in your Safeway, as you enter the store, regardless if you enter on the right side or the left side...
Okay.
Do your aisles... numerically, go left to right or right to left? Meaning, which side of the store, as you walk in the store, where is aisle one? To the left or to the right?
To your left.
Always?
Yeah.
Yes!
In all Safeway stores?
All the ones I've been in.
And would you ever pay $1,400 to have anybody string Christmas lights up at your house?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you would
good
not.
Good for you.
Good woman.
Where, in the Safeway that you work at, where's the produce section, on the left or the right?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is the proper way to shop at your store to go through the, do you enter on the right side of the store?
Yeah.
Okay, and is the proper way to enter on the right side and then go all the way to the left and start your shopping in aisle one?
Right.
Right.
Well, actually, no, you were kind of like, depending on what you needed. Me, personally, I go to the produce section.
Which is and then go right to left.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
But still, they are numbered left
exactly.
to right.
True. No question.
So the way
that.
The store was set up was not for people like you and my friend. The way the store was set up was for people like me who come in and go, oh,
that's
aisle
good,
one.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're putting words in her mouth. That's an interesting question. Do you think the store is designed for people to shop left to right, or is it designed for people to shop right to left, regardless of the numbers on the aisles? Do you think the aisles are just numbered for the purposes of identification?
Oh, Mike, there you go again. Putting. I'm not going to allow that.
Sorry. Okay, guys.
Yeah?
I really have to go.
Thank you for your time. I understand. Mike got a little pushy with you. He always says that.
Let's clean up on aisle six.
Goodbye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Well, you heard it.
Okay, so the thing with the lights.
I think we can confirm that lady would have paid thousands of dollars to have her Christmas lights put up. Yeah.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go to break yet, because I have to tell you this. This preceding portion of the Best of Don and Mike has been brought to you by Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local and long-distance phone, and video, and data solutions. To all size businesses, Cox Business...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So you know about the therapist. Well, let me tell you something. He does not make any decisions. I make the decisions, okay?
Then he can produce the show, and you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Oh, really? Well, he doesn't care about the show.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Best of Don and Mike.
Bing bong, what time is it? Why, it's time for the Best of Don and Mike. We had some technical difficulties yesterday, folks. I don't know if you heard, but turns out there was a flood in our telephone and electric room, and while we repair that, we will bring you the Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike will be back live in studio tomorrow with a brand new program for ye while we dry out. So until then, enjoy this Best of, and I think the best call it, the Best of Don and Mike.
There's a commercial that's on TV now that really drives me nuts. And the product is, it's by Stouffer's. The product is Corner Bistro. And here's how the ad starts. It starts with, why do we enjoy good food? Why do we enjoy the company of good friends? And it shows a bunch of yuppies, like, in some outdoor cafe.
Right.
And they're eating, and they're, it's like the thing where they're feeding each other, and it says, now, Stouffer's brings it home. And you go from the shot of a group of people with other people saying, why do we go out to eat? We go out to eat because we enjoy the company of other food.
Right.
Enjoy the company of other people and great food. Cut now to the shot of the woman sitting by her, her sliding glass door, by herself, eating out of the carton, Stouffer's, whatever cuisine it is.
Right. Bistro. Corner Bistro.
It seems to me that the way the commercial is set up is,
right.
it's got nothing to do, really. What you're doing is you're advertising to people who eat alone.
Yes.
Yes.
So why not? What's with all this crap? Do you think that someone sees the commercial and says, you know what? If I buy this and come home and heat it up and sit in my dinette,
right,
and open my sliding glass door, I'm going to like have the experience that I'm at a fantastic...
At a bistro with friends.
Yes.
No, it's BS.
No. I know it doesn't make sense.
It's not like the Miller Lite commercials.
It only bothers me.
Yeah, boy.
Flavor Flav.
And the one with Gene Simmons.
Oh, where he just sticks his tongue out. Those are really great.
Good.
Van Miller's done it again. Way to go.
Good ass. Good. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
I'm sorry to beat a dead horse here, but I work up in the Stop and Shop product and marketing section of the corporate office up here in Connecticut, and we're actually right to left up here in New England, so I don't know whether it's just a southern thing.
With the numbers?
Yeah, aisle one, the 17 stores that I've opened, aisle one's always on the right, right after the produce.
The store. And I have to say one thing, and I'm not speaking out of school here, being that this is a New England shopping chain,
yeah,
that means it's right. That means it's correct.
It's settled.
I mean, I don't want to diss the rest of the country here, but that's New England, okay? That's where everything comes from.
That's right.
Pilgrims and all that, and so on. That the live long day.
Yeah.
Okay, so in your home state,
they
do it like that.
And on my state, the whole state area of your Vermont, your New Hampshire,
Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, I work for Giant Food here locally.
Yeah.
At our stores, most of them are numbered right to left, but some are numbered left to right.
Wow.
Where's the standard? That's what I'm asking now.
There should be a law,
Where is the grocer's standard?
Was our bet that all of them would be left to right?
Yes. I bet you $2 on that.
So I owe you a dollar.
Well, I owe you a dollar.
No, you owe me a dollar. Because it was a push with the bet, but we did an extra dollar.
The whole thing's a push.
I might owe you $2. And then all you need is 1,398 more, and you'll get those lights up.
Get the Christmas lights up.
Hello, Don.
You know what you said to me? Because the outlet situation, they put a generator outside. That would be horrible.
Hello there.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, that commercial that you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think the worst part of it is... when they're saying, she goes, what's best about going out? The food, the people, and then it just goes, yes.
And then it's a shot of this chick alone eating out of the bowl.
Yeah.
You know, eating out of the microwave bowl.
You know whose voice that is?
Who?
That filthy sea bag Susan Sarandon.
Oh, hey now, hold on. Susan Sarandon's got two great things going for her.
They're both on her chest.
You call her a sea bag?
Yeah, she's a sea bag.
A sea bag.
A sea bag.
God,
thank you.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
A sea bag.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
That filthy sea bag.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't like Susan Sarandon.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I don't want to shoot a hole in your conversation, but are you guys also talking about Costco?
What about Costco? Oh, you mean with the...
As far as grocery shopping.
Oh, there is no system at Costco.
No, listen, Costco, forget it. There's no left, right, up, down.
That's just pandemonium.
You go in Costco, dude, and I mean, you walk in the door and there's a gigantic box of corduroy pants next to dog food, next to diamond earrings.
And then when you check out, it's warfare. Yes.
Hey, also, by the way, guys.
Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm putting up my lights right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, out here in California.
You can hire that out.
Good for you.
I bet. Are they like all Italian white lights, or are they multicolored lights?
I got the old school big bulbs that I'm putting on. I got a brick base at the bottom of the house.
Multicolored.
Yeah,
and then
I got big balls too. They're both blue.
And then I got the white lights up on the roof.
On the roof.
Right on. I'm not wrong. That's the only kind of lights you have, right?
What's that, white lights?
White lights?
Absolutely.
White lights.
I found they work better.
Now, I'll tell you one more thing about my house and the decorations.
Yes? Yes. Why do they work better?
I'll tell you
one. Oh, God.
One more thing about my house.
I thought we'd gotten by that one.
You can't get by that one. There is a shot that I am going to buy something tacky to go in the yard. Here is what I am dealing with for choices.
Uh-huh.
I saw this at the hardware store. Yeah. Maybe you've seen this. It costs like $90. It's a big, gigantic snow globe that's got Santa Claus.
Yes. Well, they've got those in supermarkets, too.
Right. Well, I went for the little higher quality one at Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can go with that. I can go with that. Or I can do something that I know would make Frida roll over in her freaking grave.
What would that be?
Well, that, of course, is the Packers snow globe, where Santa Claus has on a Green Bay Packers hat and is surrounded by a little almost miniature blow-up Lambeau field, and it's roughly about as big as those things you see in the grocery store. And I really am torn, because first, I think she would hate both of them. Okay. I think she would hate both of them. She liked just regular.
Yeah, and because if you're going to go with one or the other, and you know she'd hate both of them, you might as well go with the one that makes you happy and go with the Packer one. It's tacky anyway, so you might as well make it. It's not going to change the tacky level whether it's Packers or not.
They're better, though, if you make them yourself.
And I take it back. It's not Santa Claus.
Is that the one where it has where it's snowing?
Yes, it's a Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. It's the Nutcracker guy who's wearing a Packers helmet.
Oh, very good.
And snow comes down. The thing appears to be about 8 feet tall.
That's pretty awesome.
And I'm pretty sure that my neighbors will think I'm a total retard when you just see
it. If you get that put up, could you take a tight shot of it?
Oh, and
so as not to betray anything, so we could maybe put that on the website?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'd love to see that.
Yes, absolutely.
Everyone would.
That I promise.
I think you go. Of course you go with the Packers.
Yeah.
You got to go with the Packers.
Okay, good.
And it's fun.
I know.
It's just a fun thing.
She would have hated it, that's all. She just really would have hated
it. This is true.
She would hate the fact that right now on my back deck, I've got my Packer flags out there.
Well, that's all right.
No, it wasn't all right with her.
She would understand that the Packers are helping you get through this.
That's right.
That's what she would understand.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Monkeys.
Oh, you got me, gentlemen.
Hello.
You got me.
What do you mean I got you?
Being on hold to test your wit here for a bit, so I apologize.
What are you talking about? Yeah, that's the second thing you said that doesn't make sense.
That's right. I'm full of that stuff. I'm just calling because I'm one of those gentlemen that actually paid somebody to hang those lights.
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Welcome,
dude.
Brian.
Hey, no, I'm surprised that you gentlemen haven't mentioned it, to be honest with you.
How much did you spend?
Sorry?
Did you spend,
gentlemen?
$300.
Oh. And what did you get for $300?
I got the complete house and the big tree in the front. And now that's my point. Very few things in this country that are still underground. And if you're aware of those several street corners throughout D.C. area where you can find many, many, many people for many, many, many hours of cheap labor.
Oh, he's talking about like going and hiring some Mexicans.
Jay labor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well said.
Is that what you did? Did you go hire some illegals?
Only not.
Oh, no, I would never admit that, but there was definitely some cheap hours of wage people that... Yep.
Okay. All right,
does he get to keep his lights? Does he provide the lights?
If he did it that way, he probably had his own lights.
Now, is it shaped like a sombrero?
I know this. I know that the guy up the street that had it done that we're all talking about.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood.
Right.
He doesn't get to keep the lights.
That I would have no problem
Where
with.
Where would you store all that stuff?
But it's $1,400.
I know, but still. Yeah, but if you're throwing your money away.
$1,400.
This isn't part of the hassle taking them back down again?
Yeah, that's a plus, actually, because, you know, I finally ditched my big lights because they kept breaking and they're 60 cents each.
Or if you live in some of the finer communities in America, you leave your lights up year round.
That's right.
That's the way it's done.
We should all do that.
It's more like Las Vegas, by the way.
And the number one, a new phenomenon, the number one light that people keep up year-round, the icicles.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I've seen them, Mike. You're right.
It's often drooping.
Yeah,
hello.
Leave the W sticker on your truck.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a licensed electrician, Mike, and I can do that outlet for you for free.
You can do the outlet for free?
Sure.
Okay. All right. You know, you waited long enough. We'll put you on hold, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. What do you think? I'm being foolish here?
I'm licensed.
Yeah, Rob, okay, sir, I love you. Thank you very much, but Rob's giving me the stabbing sign.
What could go wrong?
What
could go wrong with inviting a listener over to your house, Mike? What could you...
Hey, you have to work on your
We're
wire.
All done. What are you doing in my bedroom? Ah! No. No, you're wearing a Santa outfit. Stabbing me. Santa. Oh.
One more thing real fast, and then we'll hit a break. I think I've covered it all here. The grocery stores, the food. Mm-hmm. I spent time in the post office today.
Oh, boy. So did I.
Now, English is Jesus Christ. English is the first language in this country. I'm going to go somewhere where you don't expect me to go.
Okay.
I am not talking about the turban-wearing employees behind the counter.
No.
Their English, while a bit rusty, is acceptable. What I am talking about is the parade of immigrants that were in line in front of me today, who, I swear to God, one woman in particular, could not speak English.
Mm-hmm.
She had a gigantic box that she wanted, I guess, to ship to Kuala Lumpur or somewhere like that.
Uh-huh. El Salvador?
No, Mike.
Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, so I'm standing there in line. I've got one of those notices that says there's a package waiting for me. So I think that I can go over to the Mr. Ed-like door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a post office?
I know exactly what you mean.
Where they have it almost looks like where you're in a horse stable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got one of these things to pick up a registered letter or a package, you don't go in the regular line.
Mm-hmm.
You stand in front of the thing and you press the little doorbell and wait for the guy in the turban to open it up. Anyway,
right.
I'm standing over in this other line. Because I've got the little thing that says I've got a sign for this insured package.
Right.
There got to be like 10 people in line behind the one Chinese woman who does not speak English. And it's apparent, or Chinese, I don't know, Japanese, whatever she is. What's wrong, Mike?
Nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean...
No, listen, you just got me thinking.
No, listen, no offense. I mean, it's hard for me to do a show. I'm looking at you.
I went to the post office today.
Your head is back.
I went to the...
Your hands are over your eyes.
I went to the post office today. God damn it.
What?
I had to send two things, two envelopes, next to air. And I had to also pick up a package. So I gave her the little coupon. She said, I have to go in the back. Then I said, here are my two things, next to air. She says, here, take your package and go fill out these forms over there. Then come right back up to the counter. I came right back up to the counter and I left the package. It was from my mom. It was the Christmas presents for the kids.
Oh, you just remembered.
And it's at the post office.
Oh. God damn
effing post office. If the lady had just let me send the goddamn things overnight and let me stand at the counter instead of moving over to another table, this wouldn't have happened.
Okay, never mind what I was going to say.
God damn it, that makes me mad.
Just a comment about
I'm
English.
Sorry.
Or just a comment about English being the first language in this country, that's all. Never mind. Pales in comparison.
No, I just remembered that just this moment. I'm going to run down to the car.
Wow.
Wow.
Someone's upset.
Wow. Oh, wowsy woo woo.
Wow.
I'm getting some next day air over there.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, nuts.
I'm sorry about that.
That was vibrating.
A gigantic fart.
And I'm sorry to interrupt your... I know you were saying about the post office, and I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
That's okay.
It just pisses me off.
The
post office is a CF.
Here, listen, who am I kidding? I can barely fit my ass into a size 34.
Congratulations on that 34.
Yeah. But I should be happy to be in a 36. Because I used to be like in a 44.
36 is a normal waist size.
Yeah, but I can fit into a 34. The problem is, and all I had today to eat was one lean pocket. That's it. There should not be...
You just shot that lean pocket out.
There should not be this amount of explosion...
Now it's a hot pocket.
...coming out of...
You're probably putting too much pressure on your intestines.
Oh, on pot...
On your intestines.
Jesus, man. I'm not trying to do that.
Why did I get mixed up with that bitch?
She got off. Great ass!
Boy, oh boy.
Natalie's pants.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass.
Man's ass.
Something comes out of me.
Something just came out of me.
Wow.
Listen, I am...
Are you all right? You feeling better?
No, I'm embarrassed to let a big... these are not like the funny comical farts. These are like the farts that are coming out of me, and I'm not planning on it.
They're all funny and comical.
That's right.
There's not one that ever hasn't been.
No.
Listen, the silent ones can be not comical as much as
right.
bad.
It's... Oh, turn that off. It's listen, I'm a 36. I can get into a 34, but getting me into a 34 is like putting 6 pounds of sugar in a 5 pound bag.
Absolutely.
I got to go back to 36, size 36. This is just, it's killing me.
I'll buy you a pair.
Okay, would you please?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Jesus Christ.
Whew.
P.U. Okay. In the store, in the post office today.
Right. You're still very upset about it, I can see.
Happy holidays!
You know.
Wow.
This is the old day.
Rob is actually standing in a different part of the studio now. How's that promotion, Rob?
The more I'm laughing, the more they're just squeezing.
The more you're generating. I can hear, is there another one just there?
Yeah, it's like a non-stop. It's a scrubbing bubble.
Wow.
That's going to cause a tsunami
in a
building down the street.
Time for all of us to knit a Christmas sweater.
Don't make it white.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Jesus. So I'm in
the...
time
for the post office closed?
5, I think.
Okay. Oh, later than 5.
Depends on the post office. Come on,
it's
open late.
Post office, boy. Yeah, right. It's probably like 8, 9.
Yeah, but it's government. You know, those cushy government jobs.
I'll get you a late one.
Anyway, my story was, I'm sorry about your presence, Mike. My story was just that there was a lady who didn't speak English, wanted to send a package somewhere to an exotic location that had like Bora Bora.
Uh-huh.
She really could not speak English. And I noticed this as I was waiting in line behind her, and I heard her on the cell phone, and then she's trying to talk to people, and she was going, and someone actually said to her, do you, what now?
Nothing.
What,
nothing.
Is it the smell?
It's just a little bit. There's a little air over here. That's pretty powerful stuff. It's been a while since you've reached over here.
Thank you.
So what happened with the lady?
Well... Are you okay? Can
I'm
I continue?
Fine. Yes, I'm fine. I'm not going to interrupt you again.
Can I just... No, it's not that you're interrupting. It's I look at your face.
I know.
A distressed
and
look on your face.
It's not distress. It's really just... It's admiration.
I'm standing there behind her in line, uh-huh. and she can't speak English. She's got a giant package. People are saying to her, do you speak English?
Right.
She says, no. No. They say, would you like us to help you? And meanwhile, I'm thinking... Christ, let's just push this woman out of the way.
How many clerks did you have? How many clerks?
Three.
Oh, three. That's what I had, too.
Three clerks. So there's 10 people.
Three for 150 people.
10 people in line. Now, it's at this point that I realize, because I'm three people behind the woman that, I swear to Christ, does not speak a lick of English. I've been listening to this for 10 minutes. I realize, I look at the card, I look over at the Mr. Ed door that says, this is where you go to pick up packages. I think... could get my ass out of this line and go right over.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over, not 10 feet away. I leave line, I bing bong, ring a little bell. The Chinese lady, who suddenly can't speak English, I swear to Christ, she said, that's not a line.
Suddenly, she speaks English. She knew.
Suddenly, the bitch speaks English.
She was blessed with the knowledge of the English language.
Suddenly, the bitch speaks English. She's standing there with what looks like the box that she had was so big and was so poorly wrapped. It looked like she had 4 or 5 family relatives that she was sending back to Vietnam or
what's
wherever.
The box shaking ever? Did the box start to move a little bit?
It had it was a TV box, and it had the funky writing on it, and it had, you know, I'm not sure what type of Mandarin language it was, but it did have the writing that looked like pictures more than letters.
You know, you could have made that line a little shorter. Eat another lean pocket.
I thought it was interesting that for 10 minutes she couldn't speak English.
She's probably doing the whole thing, you know, where you don't speak English until it's absolutely necessary.
You know what that is? That's a Christmas miracle.
And I go and I get out of line and I ring the bell and she's, that's not, that line not open. I want to look at her and go, what?
Right. Now you speak ye.
No ticky, no washy.
Miracle.
No, this worky here. Oh, this Wookiee, very good.
It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Thank you.
That's all I have for you. My pants are very tight.
Less so now.
Very tight.
Oh, my.
You know, and it might not even be the pants so much as the belt.
Really?
So, well, I got a size 34 belt, too. And even on the last notch of a size 34 belt, that's tight.
Mm-hmm. 34 belt, if I was bleeding from the calf, I wouldn't be able to tie a tourniquet around my thigh.
Hold on, what's that still doing?
Just punt the...
Turn that thing off for a second. Hold on, one more. Oh, would you please? Can't win for trying. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know not to waste your money on one of those snow globes this year because we have a whole street and none of them work. They turn them on and the snow works a little bit, then it gets stuck to the side. Mm. What you really need is the mom and dad reindeer that's riding the Yule log that looks awfully dirty for the holidays.
All right, thank you, honey.
I'll get one.
Thank you.
Mom and dad riding the Yule log.
Right on.
Wow.
Gosh. Up. You're tricky. You're tricky moving stuff around now.
I like it.
Mr. Producer. He used to be in machine number 5. We're going to put in machine number 6 now.
He's sneaky that way.
Because he's the producer.
Making decisions.
That's not a line.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, you should get those loose-fitting Levi's because the 36s really feel like they're actually 38, but they say they're 34. So you have extra room. You feel good about yourself.
Okay. I'm not sure what he said.
No, I think I dig what he's saying.
You know, it's like the new style.
Yeah, there are loose-fitting jeans, and I've always thought...
But the one's a buzzword.
Right. The one's a buzzword. The one's a buzzword. He might as well paint them on.
He wears the trendy ones the kids are wearing today.
They're hip, but they don't hang
You're wearing what I wear, the standard Levi's.
Yeah, regular Levi's. What do you wear, Buzz?
Levi boot cut.
Boot cut.
And what kind do you wear?
I'll have none of your ridicule, sir.
Well, I love boot cut. I just don't wear any boots.
Sir, excuse me. We missed a comedy opportunity. I was asking Rob what kind he wears.
Eddie Bauer elastic waistband. Thank you.
One size.
Is that the Eddie Bauer that has not only the waistband, but all the material is stretched? Yeah, and also there's a trap in the back, so I don't have to unbuckle it.
They're like pregnant lady pants?
Exactly. I put on one pair, I can wear them 5 days straight.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You haven't heard it. It's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
If you are just joining us, we are playing you the best of Don and Mike. We had some technical difficulties yesterday, but we are getting them fixed, and Don and Mike will be back live in studio tomorrow. Make sure you join us. I'll be here, and I know you'll want to be here, too. So, resolve these technical issues. Please enjoy. Oh, and reminder, folks, remember this. Don and Mike will be back live in studio tomorrow. I'm lost. Okay. Don and Mike back live in studio tomorrow. Best of today. Please enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
A conversation with Big Frieda is the last thing from this weekend that I wanted to share with ye.
Okay.
With all of ye.
Please.
First, you know, she's just the greatest. She's the coolest.
I know.
I love her so much. We talk and then we don't talk and then we talk and we email because it's still that weird, you know, 7.5 months after Frieda passed thing. And I have had discussions with other members of the family about what happened to me last weekend. Mm-hmm. And I know that word had trickled back to her, but we had not had a discussion. But anyway, we were talking about on Saturday, just talking about a hell of a lot of stuff, just mainly about Frieda.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just so cool. Here's how the conversation goes. I said, you know, there's something I think that we should talk about. And she said, what? And I said, well, I don't know if you heard or not. I feel awkward, but on the other hand, I'm not awkward because I really can say anything to you, mm-hmm. and meaning to Big Frieda, and I can, because she's like my mom. Mm-hmm. I said, I mentioned it to my sister-in-law, to Robbie, and to some other members of the family, and it all came out so fast, just like the act.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know if you got wind of this or not, but I got laid last weekend, and I just thought you should know that you'd be cool with it. And there was just one beat, two beat, mm-hmm. and then she said, I think that's wonderful.
Ah.
And she's just so cool. She said, I know Frieda would want you to be happy,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reason that your life should stop.
Right.
And, I mean, she just said everything right to me, like, you know, that, you know, you're still young, and, I mean, because I told her the whole thing. I said, listen, I'm certainly not replacing Frieda. Never dream of that. This is something that happened. I told this girl, she's not my girlfriend. I'm not going to take her to the movies. And was at that point then, now, in August, Frieda and I would have been married 25 years, but we had lived together for a year before we got married, so really we were together for 25 years. So I've known Big Frieda as my mom for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there have been those jokes, like at the wedding anniversary for Frieda and Les, Big Frieda, when I danced with her, and she commented what a
strong hand you have.
Strong hand I had.
I always remember. There's certain things on the show I just don't forget.
It was like, and that was that my mother.
You led well.
I was at my mother and father-in-law's 50th anniversary. Uh-huh. And he's departed now. But so that's how long ago this was, that we were, you know, dancing, and I was like being goofy with my Frieda, like, oh, look at me dance with your mom. Doesn't your mom love this? Anyway, she says to me, when we're having this deep, I think, very nervy, touchy-feely thing. She's handling it fine. I'm a little more schizo about it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, after all, you have needs. And I thought, oh, I've waited 25 years for you to say that to me.
God. The defining moment.
Ever since that dance. 50th wedding anniversary.
You led so well. You danced with her like no other.
I've been waiting for you to say that.
Well, it is, God bless her. And she's a, you know, she's a strong woman.
Her perspective on the whole thing is just fantastic. For being a chick, and I use that word very respectfully towards Big Frieda.
Of course.
She's 82. She's living on her own.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a bunch of bad stuff happen to her, but she just continues to rise above it and is just strong as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And to be cool like that with me, she said, you should never feel awkward about telling me anything that happens in your life. And then she has such a unique way of qualifying things. Like she said, I think it's fine. She said, first off, you're a grown man, and your life has to go on, and Frieda would have wanted you to be happy and would not want you to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do is fine. And then she said, because there's always a qualifier, not that it's a bad qualifier, she said, and after all, it's not like you got divorced. And I stopped for a second, and then I thought about what she was saying, mm-hmm. Because if this never would have happened, because, you know, I was a lifer, but if Frieda and I had ever gotten divorced and I had come on the radio, you know, 7.5 months later talking about getting laid, well, then that's just being a dick.
Okay.
And that's just no class. And
right.
There's just, you know, and just from my perspective, not the way that I would want things to be handled. And that's what she was saying to me as well, was that it was cool. And she didn't ask a lot of questions.
Good.
She asked the age. I told her the age. 40s. She said, oh, good. And then she said, did you have a good time? Now, you know, how do you answer that? And it's only because I'm so freaking close to her. I said, oh, I had a great time. And then I said, I had a great time. I didn't last like 30 seconds.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I realized, oh, I'm holding the phone.
Oh, too much information.
Oh, oh, oh.
Whoa.
I'm telling my mother-in-law this, but then she said something that something along the lines of, well, some things never change, do they? You know, only because I had talked about that with Brenda for so long.
Right.
She's just the coolest, and it had been, you know, not a hurdle that I had not been looking, that I was not dreading.
Right.
And I, you know, really didn't even think that there would have to be a point when I would have to discuss it with her, because like she said, I don't need anybody's permission to live my life, but these people are my family, and I love them, and their opinion of how I'm conducting life without Frida matters a lot to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is why I called Robin to begin with, and incidentally, I know that she's not listening now. I know Big Frida's not listening now.
Mm-hmm.
I totally did not believe her when she told me that Robin didn't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I mean, for the record.
Yeah. I know how women work. I know how this family works. I've been around long enough to know that much more minor stuff works its way through the family grapevine like this.
Something like this.
Boom. I mean... Yeah. I'm serious. Somebody's got a hangnail. Some family member down in Louisiana's got a freaking hangnail. You get a phone call or an email that night saying, incidentally, wow, the toe is really swelled. Okay?
And the email has really changed this in my family as well. You can't get away with anything anymore.
Everybody knows everything.
Oh, and they all love sending out the mass email,
mm-hmm.
the copy all on it. So I'm sure it's the same way with you guys.
Yeah.
Everybody knows everything.
Although I don't think that my sister-in-law, Robbie, would have emailed this to everybody.
Well, I got it.
I do. I do think that she mentioned it. And anyway, just love you very much, Big Frida. And what a cool lady she is.
You bet she is.
Indeed.
And, you know, she's a strong lady, too. And that's good. And I know that makes you feel good, even though, you know, you're under no obligation in this world to, you know, tell people you are. You're a grown-up. You can do what you want. But that's I know their opinion you value quite a bit.
And really, and I don't talk about this a lot because I don't want to bum everybody out. Really, but although this is not a bum-out thing.
No.
Frida's whole family. Has been fantastic to me. Like, I'm surprised by that. I'm not. But what I mean is specifically talking about the loss of Frida, and now that a little time has passed, I have a little different perspective. I have, what, without betraying things that people have said to me, one of my sister-in-laws, Judy, had lost her husband, Leo.
Right.
And they were very close. And Judy has been so nice to continue to talk to me and walk me through this process, because
that's been helpful.
She went through it.
There, yeah,
yeah. I mean,
and she shared a lot of that with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And Judy and I, while we've always been friendly, remember, she's the one that bet that Frida and I would not last 5 years.
Right.
Oh, right.
She bet the family. Now she says it's no big deal, but there's still a part of me that's pissed off that on my wedding day in the church, mm-hmm. she was shaking hands with people that this won't last 5 years.
Right.
You know, I bet you. I'll bet you money.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been that it wouldn't last 1 year.
Oh, same kind of thing.
But all I know is that she has been incredibly supportive as well. And I just mentioned that because I've not talked about Big Frida much.
Right.
And one of these days I'll give her a call on the air.
Good.
And we'll check in just to see, you know, how she's doing.
They're a strong group, aren't they?
Oh.
They really are. I mean, I
have to.
As an outsider looking in when everything went down, that family impressed the hell out of me.
They still do.
And, you're not exactly a slouch in that department yourself, but it was really impressive to see that. And it sounds like they're still being strong for you and for everybody else.
Well, they are great. So just you know, a tip of the cap to Big Frida that was maybe... really, the most awkward conversation we've ever had.
I like that story. I like hearing that, all except the divorce part, because, you know, I just... it's okay to talk about, you know, doing it with somebody after a divorce, though, right? Because
yeah,
they got confused.
Yes. She was just talking about...
Just for all the divorce
she was just talking
right
about me and my situation.
Right.
Because of the
one thing if you, like, split up and then you talked about somebody you were with
No. Come on, you know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
She was talking about the fact that Frida and I had lived our lives not only in real life, but on the radio.
Well, that's right.
For so long together. Right. And that, you know, God, I would be like a supreme dick if I had been married to her for 25 years.
Right, right.
Then we got divorced, and it was like 6 months later, I came in and said, oh, boy, I got my nut.
And you presented it was also respectful. I mean, really, it was not, you know, you
You said that, you know, and but it's important for you to know, really, that I think what she said, remember what she said, and that's going to be true no matter where your life takes you.
And
you're going to have to remember that.
I wish people would stop asking me, and this is, I'm not, don't mean this is a joke. And fortunately, none of you guys have. It's all other people.
Hmm.
Nothing happened this weekend, so stop asking me. I'm not going to report every time something happens.
So people are checking with you to see if that person popped around again?
Yeah. I mean, it was just...
You're not always going to talk about it when that happens, are you?
No. No.
And that was kind of the first, you know, hey, I've done something, so, I mean, you're going to kind of keep it on the QT?
Yeah, absolutely. But for those who must know, nothing happened this week.
Okay.
Because yesterday, the phone rang during the Steelers game, besides when Rob would call... Or I would call Rob. Well, I'm talking about people just calling me.
Right.
Besides Rob calling me, or Mike called, and we rapped a little bit about the game and about Nance, about how just wound up like a top he was.
Mm-hmm.
Every other call that I got from a friend would be like this. Hello? Hey. Are you watching the game? Yes. Are you alone? Come on, Christ.
Right.
Come on.
You know what's weird about that is you, to me, made it really clear that you're controlling that discussion, and you probably don't want anybody prying about that.
No, no, I'll tell you what you need to know.
When you get your booty call, you know, you're going to keep it to yourself.
I'll let you know as much as I think you need to know, but there's nothing for you to know now. Except that you know that I had a discussion about it with Big Freedom.
Right.
Yeah, that she finally said to me those magic words, you have needs. be right back, everybody.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Before we meet again, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.